struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake-Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, and because it's Friday and because it's 9 o'clock, it is time for Wellness 101, and I am here in the studio with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing just outstanding.
Very good. And I just want to thank you for the show that we did last week. I got a number of different emails from women and some men as well that were very appreciative of the information that we put out last week.
Oh, yeah. It was a very, very stimulating show. I really enjoyed it. And we're going to have Dr. Hufnagel back again.
Very good. So what do we have today? What are we going to be doing today? We're going to, I think we're going to be talking about some stuff that people may not have any idea about. What is this?
Well, we're going to be talking about the mind-body connection. We're going to be talking to nurse Norma Harnack. And it's a part of medicine that people really don't know enough about. Like, what is the connection between the mind and the body in terms of healing and wellness? She does a procedure called Touch for Health, and she's been doing it for many years. She has her own center called MECCA, the Massage and Energy Connection College of Application, and she's also going to be talking about something called kinesiology.
Very good. And Nurse Norma Harnack is joining us this morning on the phone. And Norma, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And you're here also with Dr. Rosa Kincaid.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I guess, Norma, I'd like to start with, what is kinesiology? What is that?
Well, if you look in the dictionary, kinesiology is going to tell you that it is the study of movement, specifically muscular movement. And in the field of kinesiology, there are various ways to look at how that movement is used. If we're talking physical therapy, they're going to look at the movement and see if it is correct, if you have strength in that movement, and if not, then the therapist is going to tell you to do specific exercises or report to the doctor their findings. And the type of kinesiology that I practice, which is called applied kinesiology, I'm going to look at the movement, I'm going to test the muscle for strength, and then if the movement does not satisfy you, the person being tested, or if there's pain involved, or if there is not enough strength there, then we are going to apply a technique that will alleviate, hopefully, the fact that you're dissatisfied with the movement and provide strength, more movement, or more accessibility to your energy.
Well, Western medicine, does it include something like this? When does Western medicine utilize something like kinesiology?
Not in the form of applied kinesiology, not to my knowledge. In Western medicine, we do not address energy as being a source. We just address it that you either have it or you don't. And I think when you look in more Eastern disciplines, such as acupuncture, they're looking to commit energy as coming from a source, and as you source it, that you are aware of it and how you utilize it. In applied kinesiology, we use those same principles from acupuncture, that energy is coming from a source and that you are constantly using that energy in your body, and how you use it is affects you, and whether or not you have enough of it affects you.
Now, is the kinesiology the same thing as touch for health?
Kinesiology is used in Touch for Health, and Touch for Health is a compilation of several disciplines. Applied kinesiology being probably the main one, in as much as the premise is we're going to look at various muscles, we're going to test them for their strength, and then if we're not satisfied with the result, we are going to apply a technique. But the other techniques that are used come from acupuncture. We do not use any acupuncture, just the laws from acupuncture, and we apply a massaging type pressure to various trigger points to do a correction. We also use nutrition. We also use the idea from, again, from traditional Chinese medicine or acupuncture, that your thoughts can also mediate how you feel.
Well, how do I, as a person walking around here in the street, how would I know, or why would I think that I would need something like this? What's happening in my body that would make me want to, or make me know that I need to do something like this?
Well, one of the things that it is most helpful for, most of us, we discover we just don't feel quite right. You know, we can't really go to the doctor and say this is what's wrong, because we can't really identify those vague feelings. But those vague sensations often lead to something else if we ignore them. So if we had a system by which we could dispel those vague sensations and improve or bring up our energy, then we would not be headed down the road toward those sensations eventually developing into some sort of symptom or disease.
Well, okay, suppose I don't have any of those vague feelings. Suppose I don't have, something's not right. I think everything is okay. Is there a reason for me to come to you if I'm feeling okay?
Oh, my goodness. You should come and learn how to do this for yourself so that every day you feel okay.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us about, there are five Chinese element metaphors. Is that part of the process of learning this touch for health and taking part in this kinesiology?
Yes. It is just part of it. However, I think you're speaking of what's called the law of five elements, mm-hmm. which is from traditional Chinese medicine. And in those five elements, with the Chinese, with the Asian concept is that those elements are present in everything we do. And they're present in every body. And they are influenced by the external environment as well as the internal environment. You might look at it that the law of five elements is representative of an atom or a cell in the body. Each single cell in the body has everything it needs to survive, to reproduce itself, to feed itself, to determine what it's supposed to do. The five elements govern that. And the elements are merely metaphors for actual physical things that occur in the environment and in our physical environment.
So when people decide to do this, take us through what happens to them when they walk through the door.
Well, if you're going to someone who does touch for health, and they are going to do this with you, okay? Then the person would go there, and the practitioner, the therapist, would take an assessment. And that assessment would start with simply, how do you feel? And then they would probably probe a little deeper, because most of us answer the question of how we feel with, oh, I'm fine, or I'm good, or, you know, something very commonplace. But really, how do you feel? How is your relationship with your family? How's your relationship with your job? Are you having a good time in life? Do you have any aches and pains? And you would answer those questions, and also the therapist would be looking at your posture. Are you standing upright? Are you standing so that one part is not in alignment with the next part? Are you unable to stand? Some people can't stand for long periods of time. Or are you stooped over? When they have completed that assessment, then they would test specific muscles that are shown to be representative of the various meridians or energy lines in the body. And as they test those muscles, they could either correct them if they weren't, if they didn't have enough energy to satisfy you, or they could just list them, and then you and the therapist could talk about what you want to do with that information. How would you want to improve that? And then they would apply one or more of the techniques from Touch for Health in order to improve that.
And is this something that you have to do every week, every month? Is this one shot? How does that work?
Well, you don't have to do it every week or every month. I would certainly recommend it at least every week, but then you would probably be doing it on yourself and not paying someone every week to do it. However, as an assessment of how I am traveling through life and how my physicalness is traveling through life, it can be done on a weekly basis to yourself.
How do you do it to yourself?
So you might look at, well, how am I feeling nutritionally? Am I getting enough of the proper nutrients? Am I able to sleep well at night? Am I getting up in the morning and just feeling like, wow, I just really want to greet the day? Or am I reluctant to get up out of bed? Am I getting quality sleep at night? Am I able to walk a minimum distance without tiring, without anything aching, or without having any disruption? How are my bathroom habits? Am I able to eliminate well?
6:22 in St. Louis. I'm Brian Kay. You are listening to the best of Liz Brown and the Morning Wake-Up Call. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Many St. Louisans in their 20s and teens and even children live with arthritis pain every day. Many take the same pain relievers as cancer patients. Find out how you can help. Call 314-991-9333 or visit www.arthritis.org. Keyword Eastern Missouri. A medical note from WGNU.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Listening to the best of Liz Brown and the Morning Wake Up Call. More now for you. Traffic up in just a few moments.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. And this hour, this show, this day, we are talking to Norma Harnack, RN, and we're talking about kinesiology. We're talking about Touch for Health. And Norma, welcome back.
Thank you.
You were talking about posture.
Okay, so the client comes in, and they have big aches and pains or just not feeling quite right. And I am going to evaluate not only what they tell me, but their posture. And then we're going to test muscles and apply various corrections and various trigger points. And when we're done, I'm going to ask them to stand up and tell me how they feel afterward. Most people, I'd say 95% of the people, get up and they tell me that they feel taller. They feel more open. They feel like something, like lighter, like something has been lifted. And that is just part of what can occur. So physically, they're reporting how they feel afterward, and internally what their body is saying, oh, wow, I have a little more space to breathe in here.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Kincaid, you've done this.
Yes, I've done this. With Norma, there have been times when I didn't know that I needed a treatment, and she's just looked at me and said, you need a treatment. And what I feel afterwards is just almost indescribable. It's almost
you
like
feel
a
lighter,
feeling, lighter, almost like a feeling of a natural high, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
During the treatment, there are times when Norma will incorporate. She'll pick up a book. She'll go to a certain passage. There are times when she's picked up the Bible. There's times when she's picked up other books, and she'll start reading the book to me because of something that she's detected during her evaluation. And so there is, on some level, she's associating something emotional that she's detected, and I don't know how she's done that with whatever is happening physically. And it all works together on several different levels. So I don't know how you do that, Norma. Why don't you explain it? What do you sense? How do you detect how somebody is what is somebody's experiencing emotionally through your physical examination, or do you feel, do you notice something? Do you look at the person's face, or is it something that you've tested in the muscles? How do you do that?
Well, I guess it's a combination of those things, and I feel myself. I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I think I have a talent for doing it. On the other hand, I also, in testing the muscles, various muscles indicate various things. And in testing the muscles, I'm often able to discover that certain things will be more beneficial for the person than just literally following the rote routine of testing the muscles. So I guess it's a combination of using the person's body to discover what best will serve them, and my own ability to intuit what is going on with the person. I don't want to make anyone think that I could actually teach them how to do that. I have been a nurse for over 30 years, and my background in nursing was in the operating room, so I've had a very unique look at the physical human body.
6:30 in St. Louis, and you are listening to the best of the Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. We'll be back with more right after this quick look at your traffic. Six 6:31 in St. Louis. Good morning. I'm Brian Kay with a look at traffic for this hour. Right now, we've got some roadblock or a disabled vehicle reported, Highway 40. It's at Mason between 40 and Conway, actually. No report of lane blockage at this time. On Page, between Woodson and Lindbergh, traffic a little bit slow this hour. The King Bridge, westbound to the Illinois Bank of Cleves Landing, expect normal traffic there. A little bit of slow going, starting to build a bit on 5570 westbound at the PSB. Also, northbound Illinois Route 3. Traffic is flowing very nice this morning up to the Poplar Street Bridge. 141 and Mason in that area on Highway 40 eastbound. Traffic is picking up just a little bit. And we do have a lane closure this morning on 64 westbound before Illinois 157. The right lane is closed there. Construction continues at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, so Interstate 70 drivers be aware there. 6:32 in St. Louis. That's a look at morning traffic. I'm Brian Kay. Stay tuned. We will have more. Liz Brown is expected in at the top of the hour. We'll have more traffic again next hour for you. And back with more after this.
If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs. Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
.635 in St. Louis, and you are listening to the best of the Morning Wake Up Call. Back now with more right here on AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most.
Our thinking and how we feel about things has a huge impact on that physicalness.
And I want to go back to the posture piece, because posture is one of the things that I believe that people just don't pay any attention to at all. We hold ourselves any old kind of way, and there are some basic posture principles, aren't there?
Yes, there are. You know, when your mother was telling you stand up straight, she was telling you the truth. Because in those basic posture principles, you want to keep the spine in alignment. After all of your nerves, every single one of them, exit out through the spinal column. And any interruption in that pathway can cause a distortion someplace else in the physicalness. However, we do things to ourselves. One of my worst habits is sitting at the computer looking quite like a goose, because I've got my neck stuck out and my shoulders hunched up, and then I'm also sitting and slouching in the chair. And
you sit there for hours doing that.
Right, right. And then I stand up.
And wonder what's wrong.
And I feel like I feel like a frog, literally. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, my husband also does this work, and I can grab him and say, hey, how about giving me a balance? I've discovered I have computer posture here. And relieve those symptoms immediately for myself. But there are many of us who, like you say, do not pay any attention to how we carry ourselves. And then we don't do anything about it. And then we're frozen in that posture. Probably one of the most prominent postures, of course today there is the computer posture, but the other thing is carrying your kid on your hip. I mean, what mother doesn't put the kid on their hip, and it's always going to be on a specific side that they're more comfortable with, and then they're going to jut their hip out so the kid can rest on that hip bone. And how long are you going to do that? How many hours a day is the mother involved in doing that? And then pretty soon, you're stuck in that position.
Oh, I've got a better one for you. There's got to be this new thing called the purse posture.
Oh, my.
Okay, carrying purses like Dr. Kincaid that have 500 pounds worth of stuff in them on your shoulder, and then you wonder why your neck hurts, and you wonder why your back. Isn't there that thing, that purse posture?
There is the purse posture.
And the heel posture, and the stiletto posture with the shoes that we're wearing.
Oh, we love our high-heel shoes.
Because we look good.
And recently, people have come up with putting various types of insoles in the shoes, etc. However, if you notice, God did not invent high-heel shoes. And the posture was not intended to be thrown forward onto the toes. And if we stay in our high heels long enough, then we're walking literally on our toes, even when we don't have them on. And when we don't have that heel-to-toe action when we walk, it corrupts the muscles in the back of the leg, eventually shortening them and eventually shortening the thigh muscles. And there you go, just a whole cascade of things.
And so doing this helps not only address the posture that is thrown out and address the alignment that's thrown out, but it reminds us of, I'm supposed to be keeping myself in alignment.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
And I guess we here in this country are so disconnected from how our body works, the connections in our bodies, and on top of that, we are connected to, if my body feels bad, then go to my doctor and get a pill for that.
Well, I think your best physicians are going to tell you that we don't have a pill for everything. Matter of fact, we have very few pills for everything. And that your health depends on what you do to take care of yourself, what you do to ensure your own health. Also, you're right, people do not know about their bodies. One of the other things that I really like about teaching Touch for Health is the person is going to learn about their physicalness and the physiology of their physicalness in a way that they can understand. I've had 6 and 7-year-olds take this course, and they come away literally much smarter than their parents. And we have a very poor response to science, and especially the physical sciences here in the United States. In the state of Missouri, less than 2% of our children go on into higher level science in high school or college.
Mm. Wait a minute. You're teaching 7-year-olds?
Yeah. They love it. To them, it's natural.
Well, I guess it is because they just got here.
Right.
So, you know, so it is. It is natural because they are more in touch with their bodies than we are because you get more disconnected as you get older.
We also put our faith in things.
Yes.
Versus who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And then when those things fail us, which eventually they do, we are lost. We're like searching for, well, where did that go? And rather than search inward as to, well, what can I do to replace that thing, we're searching for the new hot thing to replace that sensation or that feeling or that high. The best high you're ever going to get is that which comes from within.
Mm. Norma, can you talk about how nutrition ties into Touch for Health and kinesiology?
Well, one of the things that is very unique to applied kinesiology.
Let me get to a caller, and then we're going to take a break. But hold that thought, Norma, please.
Okay.
Jackson, you have a question for my guest?
I just want to ask, is there anything you can do for your hands? My hands, I stay awake all night with my hands.
Pain in your hands?
Just my fingers. Yes, ma'am. So.
Pain in, okay, you stay awake all night with pain in your fingers.
Yes, ma'am, in my hand. It's so bad, the feeling's just about gone out of them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Norma, what would you recommend to her?
Well, first of all, with Touch for Health, we do not diagnose anything. That's mm-hmm. not the intention. And I would first recommend to her that she see her physician.
And especially check for diabetes if she's not having any feeling in her head.
Right, right. And how is she? She said she's not sleeping at night. Mm-hmm. Well, right there, that is disruptive to the whole physical being. Sleep is our greatest restorative power. So if you're not sleeping well, you're going to increase any kind of symptoms that you have. And how are you sleeping? Is she sleeping in a bed that supports her? Is she sleeping with a pillow under her head so that you have the natural curvature of the spine supported? Those are things I would ask her about. But first, I would recommend that she take that complaint to her physician or primary care person.
And again, if you don't have feelings in your fingers, you need to be talking to your doctor about at least checking for diabetes.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. This is Wellness 101. Our guest this hour is Norma Harnack, RN. We're talking about...
So 6:43 in St. Louis. You're listening to the best of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. This is AM 920, your station for the issues that matter most. Stick around, WGNU. We'll be right back after these messages.
An inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Good day. This is Tumpe.
This is Valon Lane.
And this is Angel.
Together, we host Wonderful, a new talk show concerning relationships with God, family, and community. Please tune in every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Hear us there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it is a lovely day, 6:46.
Stick around. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
It is a good day. 6:46 in St. Louis. You're listening to the best of AM 920 WGNU's award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown will be in studio in about the next 15 or 20 minutes. Right now, back to more of the best of.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, and our guest this hour is Norma Harnack. And we're talking about kinesiology, and we're also talking about touch for health. Touch for health. And Norma, Dr. Kincaid had asked a question about food and diet in this, in the process.
Well, first of all, I want to go back to the caller, if that's okay.
Oh, sure.
Because I don't want the caller to think that we couldn't help her in any way. I am aware that people do not understand their physicalness, and therefore they go to their doctor, and they're not able to really explain what's wrong with them or what they think is wrong with them. And I am happy to see people to help them make that assessment and be able to go to the doctor and give more of a physical evaluation to their doctor so that they can get the help that they need. As far as nutrition, in Touch for Health, one of the things we do is we use, because the response from the muscles is immediate, and if you have a strong muscle, just say your forearm muscle, and we touch it and you're able to sustain the strength in it. We could take a specific food and put it in your mouth and then test that muscle again. If the muscle is undisturbed, you're still able to keep that strength, then you might say that that food has a positive effect, or it certainly has. It does not have a negative effect on you. But if you put the food in your mouth and that same muscle that a moment ago was strong then is weakened, you might think, well, perhaps this food that I'm putting in my mouth does not agree with me. It is not supporting my strength. And in that way, you could evaluate whether or not the food you're eating is supporting your strength. Also, in the Touch for Health classes, we're very specific about there are various foods that support various systems, and you would learn about those foods in the class and how you would be able to utilize them to support your physicalness.
And does time of day factor into this as well?
Well, the time of day factor comes from traditional Chinese medicine. When you are looking at the time of day that various organs are doing their work. And, for instance, heart time is in the peak of the day. And at noon, your heart is really working. It's just everything is in front of you. You're excited or not. And your heart is at its height. However, at midnight, you're not having to have that kind of energy, that kind of throw yourself into everything energy. So the heart's just quietly beating along while you're sleeping. So your heart rate should be a little bit slower, lower at night while you're sleeping than at noon when you're awake and involved in things. Does that make sense?
So if you're out doing something that requires a lot of physical energy at 12 p.m. at nighttime, are you doing damage to your heart? Or if you do?
No, it doesn't mean that you're doing damage to your heart. However, if you're taking things out of harmony, in other words, it is normal for us to be awakened in the morning and then working during the afternoon and then sleeping at night. If we constantly disrupt that cycle, then it's going to show up in our physicalness. There's no way that it can't. When you look at people who do shift work, they often have vague complaints, aches and pains, because that disrupts the natural rhythm.
And Dr. Kincaid and I were talking off the air. How does what you do differ from a chiropractor?
Well, a chiropractor actually manipulates the spine and the bony structure as well as the soft tissue. This, I'm not going to manipulate any spinal processes, and we're only going to massage on the soft tissue. Sometimes we don't even, massage is indicative of some sort of movement on the soft tissue. Sometimes we only need to touch various points in order to make corrections. Now, I'm not saying that you don't need the chiropractor or you don't need the physician, because what we're looking at is how can we best fit the body in its optimum position? How can we best get it to where it can begin to work on itself? Sometimes it needs more than that. And a good practitioner would know, well, it's better if you go see your physician, or it's better if you go see your chiropractor.
And you have a seminar coming up.
Yes.
When is that, and how can people find out more about it?
Well, we're having one this weekend, today and tomorrow, and then we will repeat that one again in May, May 18th and 19th.
And what's the phone number where people can call to get in touch with you or to join up with the seminar today or join up with the seminar in May?
They can call my office at 647-0115.
That's one more time, please.
647-0115. 0115. They can also call Dr. Kincaid's office because we are holding the seminar in Dr. Kincaid's office, which is 644-0000.
And the number one more time, please.
For Dr. Kincaid's, 644-0000.
Norma Harnack, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for your interest. It was wonderful.
Thank you, Norma. And I'll be to class right after the show.
Thank you, Norma.
Thank you.
And Dr. Kincaid, that brings to the end another show. Tell us what some things that we have to look forward to. Well, next week is cooking.
Well, next week we're cooking, and we're going to try to hook up those potato chips for you,
yay!
Liz.
We're
going to try.
We're going to do some potato chips, some raw
raw chips.
Raw chips.
Yes, that's right.
You know
living
what,
chips.
You know what kind of dip I want with them, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And you can eat all you want, and you don't have to worry about going to the hips.
Exactly. Exactly. In fact, your body is saying, thank you.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you for being so thoughtful.
That's
Dr. Kincaid, I will see you same time, same place next week.
Okay.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
And thanks to all the listeners out there. Thank you for listening, and you know the drill. I'll see you at the carnival, and stay strong.
6:55 in St. Louis. I'm Brian Kay, and you've been listening to the best of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. We've got traffic coming up in just a moment. We've got news at the top of the hour with ABC. We'll have more of Liz Brown live in studio next hour. Stay tuned. Now, time to take a look at the roadways as promised. Northbound 270 at Page. That earlier accident has been cleared. Traffic still a little bit slow right now on the northbound side. Looks like the King Bridge westbound between the Gravel Pit and Laclede's Landing. Traffic is slow there. A little bit slow going Illinois Route 3 northbound between 8th and the Poplar Street Bridge. 64 and the PSB slow going on 5570 westbound. The right lane still closed this hour for construction eastbound 5570 at Illinois 162. And the right lane also closed westbound 64 before you hit 157. Highway 40 drivers eastbound between 141 and Mason expect heavy traffic this hour. Also heavy and slow right now northbound 270 at 44. Halls Ferry 270 westbound at Halls Ferry and West Florissant traffic is building there. Also 141 drivers on the northbound side between Clayton and Highway 40. The usual slow go there. A little bit of slow going also 141 northbound between Ladue and Olive. 6:57, that's a look at local traffic. We'll take a quick look at the forecast. For today, partly cloudy skies, very nice. Highs expected in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows dropping down to right around 60 degrees. Sunny skies on tap for Friday. Highs only in the mid-80s. Very nice start to the weekend. Expect sunny skies on Saturday. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Saturday night, clear skies with lows in the upper 50s. We'll have the full forecast. 73 at last check at Lambert Field. 73 likewise at last look at Lambert. We'll have local news and, again, your ABC news coming up at the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
Hey, new guy. Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rafe. And I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
You're a shovel. Come on.
Oh, real nice coming from a rake. Ooh, get these heavy leaves off me. Hey, man, my last gig, I almost got electrocuted, nearly drowned, and went head-to-head with a metal pipe. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
It doesn't take the sharpest tool in the shed to call 811.
Our guy calls every time he digs. The mailbox, landscaping, the deck. Oh, man, that was a big job.
Oh, remember that?
That was a big one.
Yeah, remember.
Calls
that.
Every time? Cool.
Calling 811 is so easy, any tool could do it. It's quick and easy. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone. Calling 811 before digging prevents utility outages, legal hassles, and personal injury.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait. When you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Up-to-the-minute traffic updates can be heard at the top and the bottom of the hour during morning and afternoon drives. So if you need to know where to go, we'll tell you where to go. Right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Stay tuned. ABC News is next.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Instant alerts that danger was afoot and better monitoring of disturbed students are two recommendations in a special investigative panel's report on the Virginia Tech shootings. ABC's Aaron Katursky says some agree. A warning after the first shots were fired might have made a difference.
A campus lockdown would not have been feasible, but the review panel concludes lives might have been saved had Virginia Tech sent an earlier and clearer warning about Sung Hee Cho's first two murders.
It certainly would have been wise for that notice to have gone out promptly.
Virginia Governor Tim Kaine told ABC News signs and warnings were missed. Some at the university knew about Cho's mental instability, but the report says no one connected all the dots. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A new report on progress or lack of it in Iraq has just been released by the General Accounting Office, and it gives the Iraqi government poor grades. ABC's Ann Compton has White House reaction.
The White House is not denying reports that this government watchdog report will conclude that of the 18 benchmarks Congress set for political progress in Iraq, 13 have not been reached. This GAO report was ordered to view alongside the September military report due from President Bush's commander in Iraq.
Bagged spinach is being pulled off the shelves again because of salmonella contamination concerns. This time it's packaged by Metz Fresh LLC of California. Spokesman Greg Larson says the company is pulling it just in time.
More than 90% of all of the product in this was held out of the marketplace, and since then, a lot more has been identified and isolated.
The recall includes 10 and 16-ounce bags of spinach. An American Airlines flight was delayed in San Diego after passengers got concerned about men speaking in Arabic and notified the airline. Everybody was ordered off the plane. The six supposedly suspicious men were Iraqis working for a defense contractor on their way home after training Marines heading for Iraq at Camp Pendleton. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, why is there a paint roller sticking out of my golf bag?
Maybe it's the paint fairy.
Really?
Yeah, maybe the paint fairy is telling you, long weekend, great time to spruce up the house.
Is the paint fairy going to grab a brush and help me?
If you ask nicely.
Right now at the Home Depot, get $5 off all 1 gallon cans and $20 off all 5 gallon buckets of Behr paint and stains by mail-in rebate. The Home Depot, you can do it. We can help. Valid through September 3rd in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Why hasn't someone thought of this before? Take the hybrid to its logical extreme. Put a hybrid propulsion system where it can do some real good. A full-size vehicle doing full-size chores. Well, this fall, Chevy's introducing the Tahoe Hybrid, America's first full-size hybrid SUV. A whole new level of efficiency. Electric and gasoline working together to fight the good fight. Limited availability in select markets. Go to Chevy.com/hybrid and learn more. Do more, use less.
In the wake of a suicide attempt, Owen Wilson has pulled out of a Hollywood project. Details from ABC's David Blaustein.
Owen Wilson was supposed to star in Ben Stiller's film Tropical Thunder. According to Variety, that's not going to happen. A source close to the project pointed out to the trade paper that Wilson and Stiller have made 8 movies together, stating that Stiller can't wait to work with Owen again. It just won't be this film. Stiller is directing the movie. Following what a police log described as an attempted suicide, Wilson has asked the media to let him heal in private. He is still at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles, where he is said to be in good condition. David Blaustein, ABC News.
A new mom in Brooklyn, New York, is counting more than her blessings. Her son was born with 12 fingers and toes. Surgery is expected to remove the extra digits. Jessica Alba has the sexiest swagger in America, according to Cambridge mathematicians. They calculated a hip-to-waist ratio that they say adds up to the most alluring strut. She has a 25-inch waist and 36-inch hips. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, 7:04 in St. Louis. I'm Brian Kay with a look at your WGNU News. In the news this hour, St. Charles police and parents are on the lookout for a potential kidnapper. Police say a man driving a white vehicle approached two girls at a bus stop on Tuesday morning. The incident took place at the intersection of Shadowwood Drive and Burl Camp Drive. The children ignored the man and boarded their school bus, but neighbors are still concerned. St. Charles School District notified parents of the incident yesterday morning. Bond has been set for two teens arrested in an Illinois school scare. 16-year-old Sean Sullivan and 15-year-old Martin Huerta Jr. will be tried as adults on multiple weapons charges. Authorities say that Sullivan admitted talking to Huerta about buying guns and discussing using cocaine as payment for one of the weapons. Livingston County judge has set bond at $500,000 for each teenager. The gun scare led to a lockdown of Pontiac Township's high school on Tuesday. No ammunition was found, and the guns found on the teens were not loaded. In sports, Scott Rowland may be on the shelf for a while. The Cardinals' third baseman was on the bench for the second straight game yesterday with shoulder problems. The seven-time Gold Glove winner had an MRI on his left shoulder last month, revealing some tightening of the shoulder capsule. The current problems are believed to be the result of formation of scar tissue from a previous surgical procedure. Newcomer Brendan Ryan has been the starting third baseman while Rowland takes a break. In football, the Rams will be taking on the Kansas City Chiefs tonight at the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. It is the annual Governor's Cup game. It is the last game of the preseason before the Rams kick off the regular season and make their final roster cuts. Game time tonight is 7 p.m. 6 minutes now past the hour of 7 o'clock. Time to take a look at area roadways. Taking a look now at the WGNU traffic report, and it looks like you've got Highland Terrace right now, Highway 40. Highland Terrace is closed. That is due to bridge demolition work. Again, Missouri crews taking down any of the bridges as the people do not come out to watch. That just causes more delays and problems on the side streets. Tam Avenue right now at Highway 40 still closed. Van Deventer road construction at 44 at Van Deventer. Expect some delays there. Looks like Highway 159 between 270 and East Vandalia Road construction slowing things down just a bit right there. Not too much else to talk about this hour. 270, there is a little bit of slowdown. It's the usual northbound 270 between 44 and Doherty Ferry this hour. In the downtown area, westbound 64 drivers at the PSB, slow going there. On the Illinois side, 64 westbound between Baugh and 70, slow on that side as well. North County, drivers 270. Expect just a few delays, 270 westbound between 367 and West Florissant, slow going there, and slow also westbound 270 between New Florissant and the Innerbelt. Taking a look at the forecast for you now. Today, partly cloudy skies. Highs should be in the upper 80s. We're doing very nice right now. It is partly cloudy, about 74 degrees for Friday. 81, very nice, sunny, 84 on Saturday. Sunday, sunny skies continue, just a little bit warmer. We are expecting a high on Sunday of 90. It is 8 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Next.
Welcome, 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 welcome. It's Friday. It's 9:11 in the morning, and that means it is time for Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Okay, well, you know, a lot of nervous students out there, a lot of nervous students, but I, like I said, they don't act like you didn't know this was coming. It's quiz time on Wellness 101, is it not?
That's right. I hope they've been taking notes and reading their notes.
Very
and studying.
Good. Beating their notes. And I'm not opposed to study groups. Are you opposed to study groups?
Of course
not. Okay, so study groups are cool, too. You know, so you can even bring in a ringer if you need to get some of these questions answered. But it is going to be quiz time on Wellness 101. And how's that going to work? We're going to do, what are we going to do?
Well, we're going to be talking about Dr. Kincaid's five-step program to wellness. And we're just going to be going through some general items that we started when I first came on the air in February.
Okay.
And then we're going to just throw in those questions.
Okay.
We'll do
so
that every at a time.
Yeah, we'll do it three at a time.
Yeah, and we'll give you some time to answer.
And what do people get for correct answers?
Well, for correct answers, you will get some of Dr. Nomacy's herbal products. We have several products here. We have the hair grow cream, which
and talk to and remind everybody, because you reported on this hair grow cream when you were in Ghana. Remind us of where this hair grow cream comes from.
Well, this comes from Ghana, Accra. There is a botanist there, a PhD, who actually did part of his PhD studies at Botanical Gardens.
Here in Missouri.
He's 90 years old. He's got a wealth of work that you can have access to online. His name is Dr. Gottlieb Nomacy, and the products are all natural. He has his own pharmacy, his own garden, and it was great visiting him. And he, if you are lucky enough to win a tube of this, there is a picture of Dr. Nomacy on the tube before and after, and he has a nice bald
spot there.
And then a lot of hair.
And then I can tell you when I saw him in March, he has a full head of hair, curly hair.
Wow.
He's 90 years old.
So that's going to be, that's
just one thing.
That's one thing, okay.
Yeah, and the second thing is moringa. And moringa is an ancient tree.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually a biblical tree. In the Bible, when the children of Israel were being led across the desert by Moses, you know, they were complaining and everything, a lot of adversity. But they needed some water, and they came upon a pond, and Moses said, "Well, here's some water for you." And they said, "Well, that's dirty. We can't drink that." So the Lord told Moses to get this tree and put it in the water. And after he put the tree in the water was cleared. The tree was the moringa tree. This herb can actually clean water. You can go online and look it up. It's spelled M-O-R-E-N-G-A. Now it is it's loaded with vitamins, has selenium, it's almost a perfect food, and you can use it as a supplement. If you add it to your food, it's like a wonderful green power food.
So people are going to get that today?
Yes, they're going to get that if they answer correctly.
If they answer
and call in.
You better study your notes.
If you're wrong, you won't get it. You have to come and buy it. You get it for free.
Okay, you get it for free if you study. If you're a good student. And you're going to have to buy it otherwise. So this is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Wellness 101. We'll be back. Look at your notes. It's your last few minutes to try to get it right. Stay with us.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
To you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Welcome to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to attend to. I wanted to come on this hour to talk about the issues that are impacting this city. I don't know if it is a different way or it is an enhanced way. All I know is that as I walk through the city and I feel the conversations that people are just pulling me aside and having, that people are just calling my phone or shooting me emails or calling me while I'm on the air during my breaks, I have to say that there is a feeling, an energy going on in the city of St. Louis, unlike what I've ever felt before. I have to say that. I have to say that this is unlike what I have felt before. And I cannot help but think that the reason for this energy is there's kind of been, there kind of is an awakening going on in the city of St. Louis, in the region, in the state even. That people, and I think you can even connect that to an awakening that's going on across the nation. There are feelings out there that people are kind of, they haven't gotten to the point of I'm mad as Cain and I'm not going to take it anymore. I haven't gotten quite to that place yet. But people are starting to shake off some of the fear, shake off some of the blinders, and shake off some of the excuses that they have given for other people's bad, careless, selfish, monetary-driven decisions. And I think more importantly, or most importantly, or just importantly, people are starting to connect the dots. And as a local aside issue, I want to ask you out here. So many of you listen that work for the St. Louis Public Schools, used to work for the St. Louis Public Schools, care about the St. Louis Public Schools. I want to direct this to you custodians out here, because you all got played with respect to St. Louis Public Schools. Got a horrible contract. A horrible deal right now. And the reason why I am separating you out, and I would love to hear from you, or those that know custodians out here, I would love to hear from you all. Because I was just listening, I heard this, I think it was yesterday, that there is a person by the name of John Cross who works for Local 2000. That's your union, right? And I want to tell you what is being said in your name. And if this is what you hire, this is what you pay your union dues to have your people out here talking about. We're going to take a break. We will be back. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop and I send her off to school, and walking home I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95.
But wait. When you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's the savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card. And for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
It's time. It's time for something new. It's time to stop worrying if your old appliances are going to hold out much longer. It's time for you to head to your St. Louis Sears store. This Sunday through Thursday, use your Sears card and get 12% cash back after mail-in rebate, or 12 months, no interest, no payments, and free delivery after mail-in rebate on home appliances over $399. Sears is the only place to find Craftsman tractors and snow throwers. This week, get 12 months, no interest, no payments with your Sears card on your tractor or snow thrower purchase. If it's time for you to update your appliances or your lawn equipment, then it's time for you to head to your St. Louis Sears store. Hurry. Offers end Thursday.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck Pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business. Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Seven twenty-seven in St. Louis. I'm Brian Kay, taking a look at area roadways this hour. Still slow going eastbound or westbound 64 between Baugh and the Highway 70 downtown. Westbound 70 drivers also slow 64 up to the PSB. Westbound 70 drivers at Tudor, the off-ramp is closed. Workers are making deck repairs, so expect some delays there. Otherwise, looks like a few construction delays. We do have a Earth City Expressway at Ryder Trail, an accident reported there. No lane blockage reported at this hour. Page, westbound at Veterans Memorial Bridge, there is a report of a vehicle on fire. Eastbound 70 at Highway K, we've also got a report of an accident there. Again, no lane blockage mentioned at this time. That's a look at WGNU traffic. Quick look at your forecast. Partly cloudy skies today. Highs expected in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight lows very nice, right around 60. Turn off that air conditioning and open the windows tomorrow. Sunny skies on tap and highs right back into the mid-80s. 72 degrees currently at Cahokia. 72 in Alton with overcast skies. Scattered clouds in 72 this hour at Belleville. 72 at WGNU in the Central West End. Very nice start to the day. Stay tuned. More with the award-winning Wake Up Call coming up right after this.
I'm Field Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
Tune in every Saturday afternoon at 4:30 for the Apostolic Faith Hour broadcast on AM 920 WGNU. Bishop James A. Johnson of the Bethesda Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith extends a warm invitation to tune in and discover the church where Jesus completely saves. That's the Apostolic Faith Hour every Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on your Gospel Voice of Choice, AM 920 WJNU.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is I on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown. I want to try to make it plain for you all. There are a number of things that are going on in our city, and I want to continue my conversation with you about one. We have an issue about who's doing what and for what. For 3 weeks now, we've talked about this land giveaway, this tax credit giveaway, this hookup of the utmost on behalf of a man by the name of Paul McKee. McKee is his last name. And I was, and I know you all are feeling me out here, because I can tell from what you've said and what you've done and how you've communicated to me. But I watched with interest, and I want to tie together connect some dots. Yesterday, where there were comments made from the political director of Local 2000, a union, John Cross is his name, saying that this is a great idea for North St. Louis. Nothing has happened in North St. Louis for 40 years, and this is a great thing for North St. Louis. So I got to ask the question, because this person with SEIU, this John Cross person, was also with ACORN. And I don't remember John Cross. In fact, I know for a fact that John Cross, when he was working for ACORN, and ACORN has come under investigation since he left, I remember him hollering for your jobs, holding press conferences for your janitorial jobs, your custodian jobs. In fact, ACORN was missing on the issue of our schools due to the direction of John Cross. So I got to ask the question today, why is John Cross with Local 2000, he's supposed to be representing you custodians out there and your members, and I need to know from you members out there, did you know anything about this? Why is he hustling? That's a technical legal term. For Local 2000 and this land bill. Now, remember, Paul McKee and folks paid out over $250,000 to people all across the state, from Freeman Bosley Jr. to Francis Slay's lobbyists to every single lobbyist in the state of Missouri. They all got a cut in a piece of that money, the $250,000. So there's a lot of money to be had to support this tax giveaway to a Paul McKee. So you gotta ask yourself, why is that? Why is John Cross and Local 2000 pushing this? And why wasn't he pushing the issues for the custodians when he was in Acorn, before Acorn was taken over by the state because of the poor way that it was run while John Cross was there and in charge? Connect the dots, folks. He's hooked up with a bunch of preachers that have an organization called Moses. Isn't that interesting? Moses. That's their name. And here's your assignment. Here's your assignment. Watch how much money and who Moses gets money from as they push the hustle of this. Watch how much money and who they get money from. It's not about our interest. It's not about our issues, because you've never been there before. You're looking for the money hustle. And there are preachers involved in this as well. There are preachers involved with this as well, looking for the money hustle of this. Watch and see. Watch and see. This is a money hustle. This is about getting money and pushing agendas that are not consistent with membership, not consistent with the people in the community, not consistent at all with anything but a money hustle. Moses would be very, very, very sad to see how his name was being used for a money hustle. And the M in Moses doesn't stand for money. Unless you're John Cross and connected to issues like this. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Okay. Okay. I guess folks are paying attention to, well, I've always known that, what's being said on the wake-up call. What's being said on the wake-up call. An attorney is alleging racial bias, according to the headline in the Post-Dispatch today, of cases of children left in cars. Okay, hello. It isn't right, said John Shellhorse, that police took no immediate action against a white couple whose child died in a hot car last week, but arrested his black client in a similar case that caused little harm. Huh. Why didn't they arrest? Police say that they plan to present evidence as soon as Friday for the potential charges against a doctor and a medical researcher who forgot their 7-month daughter in a parked car at Washington University Medical School. But the question is not whether they're going to bring charges. The question is why weren't they arrested? And check this quote out. Check this quote out. Check this quote out. Here's the quote that speaks to what I've been saying on this show. Here it is. An organization, Kids and Cars, a nonprofit agency in Kansas that tracks non-crash car kids' child deaths in cars. She says it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. One case was a miscommunication between parents The others was a child care's professional failure to follow protocol. Excuse me? Excuse me? A child care, wait a minute. So a parent gets a free pass for failure to follow protocol or for the absence of having a protocol. Both of them are wrong. Don't get me wrong. But the question is why did one person end up in handcuffs and the other person not end up in handcuffs? What this organization is saying is one's not really a crime and the other is. Why? What, huh? One person, one case, the baby dies because of carelessness. You can add a $15 million word to it and call it lack of communication. It's carelessness. With dreadful, awful, I couldn't imagine, I feel sorry for the parents. I know they're going through extraordinary pain. They will never be the same again. I understand that, and I feel that pain. In fact, I don't want even, I can feel part of it. I'm not going to let myself feel all of it because it is too horrible to even consider getting into that pain. But the fact of the matter is they were careless. And why didn't they end up in handcuffs? And the one woman did end up in handcuffs. Is it about crime? Or is it about who stands accused of crime? And check this out. Not only did the woman of African descent end up in handcuffs, but the daycare center will be closed until the state decides next month whether to reinstate the license. So my question is, will this doctor's pediatrician's license be in suspension until this case of hers is decided? I mean, don't you think that's a fair question to ask? 2 days after the child care person was arrested, State Department of Health and Senior Services temporarily suspended the license of this business. Huh. 2 days. It took them 2 days. And remember, no child was harmed in any serious way. Is it about the crime? Or is it about those who stand accused of the crime? 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Sam.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Her lawyer, when they had it on Channel 2, indicated that there was two things going on there, classism and racism.
Of course it is.
And he also stated that she was no common person. You know, she had gone to college, cum laude. What's that?
Summa cum laude?
Yeah, she was that. And
nobody's going to hear that. Nobody is going to hear that.
And the bad thing about it was he said, like you were saying, she was placed in handcuffs, paraded around on the camera.
That is correct.
Her face was placed in the newspaper.
That
you still haven't seen this other couple that was working over here at WashU.
No, the pediatrician and her husband. And Dr. Beth Ann Kozel and Russell Knudsen.
Oh, they finally put their names out there.
No, they put their names. They put their names in the article. Their names have been there.
Oh,
but no photographs have been out there for them.
Well, even on TV, they never mentioned their names.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But it's exactly what I said on the show immediately, the same day. I got a call before, that the moment that this happened, I got a call, one of my tipsters out there hit me to, they've just gone into WashU to arrest a parent, because they just found a dead baby in WashU's parking lot. So I knew, and I was tipped to it because my tipster said, now see how they played out. You think anybody's going to get arrested today? And they didn't.
But think about this, Liz. We're still taking the prosecutor or the circuit attorney's office is still taking this under advisement. Remember the people with the kids in the cedar chest?
That's right.
Okay, and it takes them long to take anything under advisement. They went on to charge those people.
And here's what Jennifer Joy said, the woman that couldn't find a crime with the stealing of the baseball tickets. It's two different cases with two different sets of circumstances, huh?
Well, think about one thing. They treated these people, you know, like when there's a police shooting or something happens, they don't ever give you their name.
Uh-huh.
They treated it just like that. Then I said, well, damn, they getting the type of protection that the cops normally get.
Uh-huh.
Have a good day.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me.
Have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Hi, this is Yakov Smirnov, and here's an old Russian song. Come to Branson, in Missouri, you can call me on my dime. 1-800-WHAT-A-COUNTRY, it's the Yakov ticket line. I'm a comic, came from Moscow, being Russian's not a crime. Tell your mommy I'm no commie, see my show, it's really fine. 1-800-WHAT-A-COUNTRY, bring your kids, your dad and mom. All details on my website, YAKOV.com.
This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by Patty Cook of LifeByDesign.biz. Dateline Iraq. The United Nations is reporting that more than 2,000 Iraqis in the northern part of the country have contracted cholera. The outbreak is thought to be the result of poor water quality. The UN Children's Fund reports 5 deaths from the disease and 500 patients admitted to hospitals with severe diarrhea within the last few days. 47 cases have been confirmed as epidemic cholera, but the number is expected to grow. UNICEF has rushed emergency aid to the affected area. UNICEF is urging families to keep children away from areas contaminated with raw sewage, wash their hands with soap, and drink only water that has been purified or boiled. This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by Patty Cook of LifeByDesign.biz.
Your relationship suffering because you work too much? Do you even have a personal life? Here is great news. You can now learn how to get more done in less time from not one, but two premier coaches. Come on, invest in yourself. Register for the Personal Leadership Secrets Teleseminar Series now. You will produce extraordinary results guaranteed. Just go to pattycook.com to register. That's PattyCook.com. Your loved ones will be glad you did.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, 7 Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up. Get to me. We have much stuff to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, I don't necessarily think it was prejudice. Let me tell you why. They arrested the young lady, and then they closed up the daycare center, said, we're going to have to investigate you for having people work there that left the kid in the car. Now, if they would have arrested these people, can you see them closing up Washington U? No way they could.
I'm not saying that Wash U should have been closed up.
I'm not saying that Wash... I know what you're saying. I'm telling you...
Well, then why are you asking that question? Nobody is advocating for...
Let me just make the statement then.
Okay.
If they would have arrested the people...
If they would have put her in handcuffs. Right. Why couldn't they put her in handcuffs?
Okay, well, I'm telling you. Listen when I say.
Tell me.
Okay. If they would have put her in handcuffs, the same way they put that other young lady in handcuffs, and then they came back and closed the daycare center, then people would have been saying, well, look, go close that section at Washington U. But you're saying, and that's the point. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But when you say that is not about race, of course it's about race, and it's about class as well. That's the point of the lawyer. The lawyer is saying you wouldn't treat her that way because you're scared of Wash U.
But that makes it wrong,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it's wrong.
So, but it's race as well. They arrested her because her class is just as good as theirs. She has as many degrees as the people, the white folks that were, whose child died.
Yes.
But they looked at her and said, I don't care how many degrees you have, you're going to be put in handcuffs. It's about race, too.
Okay, it's about race, but it's more about big money.
I don't even know that we can even get into a point of which one is more.
Okay.
But the fact of the matter, it's both of those things. The fact of the matter, it's both.
But when I say no way any elected official is going to talk about close up some Washington.
Irrespective of whoever, whatever their employee did, and that's the point.
Right, right.
And that's
okay.
The point. All right, that's one of the points. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning.
Charles Quincy Troop, good morning.
You know, the class issue is really a hard issue for a lot of people to grapple with. But you know, I was just listening to the young man. He was he kept saying it was a class issue, and it is a class issue, and it's all class and race, and that's the same thing that's going on with Local 2000 with Cross. I mean, how could you represent the poorest people on the socioeconomic rung of the ladder in terms of workers, and then you have something in common with the richest people in the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's totally a usury kind of relationship, because there ain't nothing. What could Local 2000 do for McKee?
There you go.
You know?
There you go.
And the only thing, it was really all about the money. It was about the money that was out there. And when you put that much money out there, then you got a lot of people going to grab
it. And that's the thing that really, when we talk about connecting the dots out here, Quincy, of why you see these people dancing to coming. I mean, so here we have dancing to this tune. Here we have a person, John Cross, out here. I guess he's even stepping outside of his lane. What is Local 2000 doing, advocating so vigorously for a bill that said rich people don't have to pay their back taxes?
Well, that is beyond bizarre, you know, because I can't even begin to understand how anybody in their right mind, especially poor black black legislators who represent poor black people that are losing their homes and everything they own every day to taxes, then they pass a bill or they sponsor a bill that gives him, that forgives all of his back taxes, and they pay it off with tax credit. It's not just forgiving it; they pay it with tax credit, and that is, you know, that is sinful. I mean, that is really, really, really simple. It's criminal. It's criminally incompetent. There ain't no way for you to sit up and say that you're going to make the taxpayers pay McKee's bill.
There you go.
I mean, that is just, and these are the poor people that he represents. Because rich people pay very little or no tax.
What is her name? Helmsley just died. She says only poor people pay taxes.
Yeah, she said that's the way she'd been taught.
And that's the way she'd been taught.
Rich people are not supposed to
pay taxes. You know, not supposed to pay taxes. And that, and I just have to say, just on a personal note, it is just galling to me and infuriating to me to see a John Cross out here speaking on behalf of black folks, saying that this is a great deal for black folks, when the bill that he went up there and testified on behalf of said rich people don't have to pay any taxes, we're going to pay for their boarding up, we're going to have to... He looks at our community the same racist way as those that advocated for this bill look at it.
It's the same thing. But what about the black legislators? In my ward, I have people that's losing their homes and tax sales every month.
Mm.
And then you got Taladine go up there, and he sponsors a bill that forgives this rich person of paying his taxes. The only thing you can sum that up to is, it's the money. It's
there
about
you go.
Money.
And here's the thing. They've also, John Cross has also formed this new organization that I want everybody in the city, because they're the same preachers that Reverend Morris that testified on behalf of this bill, is also part of this new organization called Moses. And I want everybody to watch the money that's put into Moses. I guarantee you, when the money starts coming down, it's going to be that same dirty money that other people have in their accounts, money that is designed to destroy, dismantle, take apart everything that matters in North St. Louis.
But how do you give... Every black elected official, almost every elected official got elected, said that they were opposed to eminent domain.
That's right.
So how do you give this man eminent domain and give him access to black people's property, who have maintained their property, who stayed in the city, who have good property, who have great homes, and then you give them the right to take it?
There you go.
You know, I mean, what's the purpose of keeping your property up and maintaining it, and then you give it to McKee? They have no choice. When they're doing the re-gentrification, what he's saying is, we don't want them there. Even the good blacks, you know, quote, good ones, they don't even want them. Even the great homeowners, they don't want any of them. They want the ability.
They want the land.
They want the land. In that bill to get rid of them.
There you go. Thank you.
That was crazy.
Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Liz, do you remember some years ago the black lady that supposedly put her kid in the dumpster, and then months later it was a white lady, they found out she had put her child in the dumpster, did something to her child, And they said they were going to give her some therapy. Don't you remember that?
Well, actually, I wrote a column about that. That was a number of years back. And, in fact, this is before Joe Mokwa was even police chief. The white woman who put her baby in the dumpster had had 7 children taken away from her by family services.
Right.
And when they wrote the story about the baby found in the white baby found in the dumpster, there were 5 reporters that they sent to cover that. Part of the story was told from the perspective of postpartum depression.
Right.
And there was a medical reporter. There were all kinds of reporters. They even named the baby Nicholas because the baby was found in the dumpster around
right.
Christmas time.
Right.
When they finally located the woman, Joe Mokwa said, and they found out that she had had 7 babies taken
right.
away from her because she was a neglectful mom. Joe Mokwa said, and I quote, she must have been hurting awful hard for her to have done something like this.
But
now,
the black woman,
the black woman, she was my client. She was a client of mine. She was a teenager who had mental issues. The woman who is now the editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Christy Bertelson, wrote an article, found somebody to come in and say in the article about this baby that the men that this baby was sleeping with were animals, and that the baby should have been aborted before it was allowed to be born. That's how they treated a black woman who had mental issues, who left one baby in the dumpster, and the white woman who had 7 children, a poster child for Newt Gingrich and welfare. They had compassion for her, and the other woman, they said, she should have had her baby aborted because she rutted with animals. That was a quote in the Post-Dispatch, and I gotta go. We have of course, Justice for Reggie coming up with you, at you, in the next hour. Stay with me.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
On campus shootings. ABC's Erica Tursky has more details of their report.
It's unlikely the university could have prevented the tragedy, but investigators conclude fewer people may have died had the administration notified students and staff of a dangerous situation in a timely manner. More than 2 hours went by before the school sent out a note about a shooting in a dorm, and it never mentioned 2 students had been killed. The earlier and clearer the warning, the report says, the more chance an individual had of surviving.
The group also recommended the school more closely monitor troubled students. The Iraqi government gets failing grades in a new government accounting office report on political progress. It concludes Iraqi leaders failed to meet 13 of 18 administration benchmarks. ABC's Martha Raddatz takes a look.
The report concludes overall that key legislation hasn't been passed, violence remains high, and it is unclear whether the Iraqi government will spend $10 billion in reconstruction funds. The White House says the findings use unfair all-or-nothing standards, and indeed the standards are very, very different in this GAO report. The White House just has to show progress on benchmarks. That's what they did in July, and they showed mixed progress.
Another report is due out in the coming weeks from the top U.S. military commander in Iraq. Firefighters are declaring 50% containment of a huge wildfire racing through Idaho. More than 2,000 people have been evacuated ahead of the 70-square-mile blaze. Teens can drive, but they can't hide anymore now that mom and dad can tune into DriveCam. An insurance company is offering parents the chance to spy on teens when they're behind the wheel in 18 states by simply logging on and tuning in. At least one teen's not ready for his close-up, saying now he won't be able to kiss his girlfriend anymore. This is ABC News.
You've reached Pearson Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get, at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearson, a state of exhaustion. Press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AFLACSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, AFLAC.
Sears Book Chapter 11, The Labor Day Sale. While resting in a hammock in his backyard, Mr. Stone thought, I should start on Mrs. Stone's honey-do list. He'd already gone to Sears earlier that morning to get a Craftsman cordless drill and a Craftsman mechanics tool set, all on sale. Of course, starting on the list meant getting out of the hammock, and that, Mr. Stone thought, was already going to be a lot of labor. Craftsman tools plus all brand-name tires like Goodyear and Michelin are now on sale. Sears, where it begins.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 9307.
Richard Jewell, the security guard who first earned national applause for finding the bomb at the Atlanta Olympics and later faced suspicion when some accused him of planting it, has died. ABC's Jim Hickey reports.
He was the poster boy for an irresponsible news media. Richard Jewell was first hailed as a hero at the 96 Olympics for spotting a suspicious backpack and moving people out of harm's way before it exploded. But then the media reported unattributed and anonymous sources that he was the focus of the FBI investigation. Never arrested nor charged, Jewell was eventually exonerated, but not before enduring 88 days of intense media pressure, which turned his life inside out. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Playtex is making a bold marketing move by aiming its bra ads directly at the girls. The spots will feature women talking about their bodies and the slings and arrows of bad bras. The Girl Talk campaign debuts on Monday. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Branchmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a driver has been charged in a crash that killed a girl and her grandfather. The incident took place more than a month ago at Kings Highway in Del Mar. 60-year-old Ronald Jones was carrying his 2-year-old granddaughter, Ariana Coleman, across the street when they were hit. 26-year-old Derek Green reportedly stopped at the scene and tried to help, but both victims later died at area hospitals. Green has been charged with involuntary manslaughter. An Alton girl is out of the hospital after being rescued from a house fire. 8-year-old Alexis Schmidt was trapped inside the family home when it caught fire last week. Lexi's parents and brother escaped on their own, and firefighters pulled Alexis out of the home. She was airlifted to St. Louis Children's Hospital for smoke inhalation. Alexis is back with her family, and they are staying with relatives in Brighton. The cause of the fire is unknown, but fire officials say the flames appear to have originated from the kitchen. Finally this hour, 3 men are in jail after an unusual robbery attempt. Earlier this month, a nude masked man walked into the Fish's Quick Stop in DeSoto and began hula dancing. Police say the plan was for the dancer to distract a store clerk, while another man took a case of beer from the store. The clerk called police, and a customer got the license plate number of the getaway car. The men and the driver of the car were caught a few days later. The men, ages 19 to 23, face charges of shoplifting and indecent exposure. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Branchmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Thank you, Patrick. 6 minutes now past the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm Brian Kay, taking a look at WGNU traffic. Right now, not too much going on. There is an accident reported this hour, Parker Road westbound at Lewis and Clark. Some slow going westbound 70 between Exchange and the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect some delays there. Also, King Bridge westbound between 70 and LaCleve Landing. A little bit slow there as well. Further to the west, 70 westbound between Riverview and Lucas and Hunt. Expect a few possible delays there and lots of construction to talk about throughout the area. So just remember, lane closures are in place. Taking a look at your WGNU forecast now. For today, expect a high right around 83. It'll be cloudy, though, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy for the day. Tomorrow, clear skies on tap with a high of 81. Saturday, very nice start to the weekend, 84 for the high and clear skies. Currently 72 at WGNU in the Central West End. Stay tuned. We've got Justice for Reggie coming up.
Hearing revolution in the air, air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Well, well, well.
news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Jamala Rogers, and good morning, Jamala.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Very good. Jamala, this is a wrap-up day for us.
It's a wrap-up day, Liz, but it's also Reggie's birthday.
Happy
so
birthday.
We want to send a shout out to Reggie on his 36th birthday, and later on in the show we'll talk about how people can participate in the 12-hour marathon birthday celebration. But it is his 36th birthday, and you know, who wants to spend any birthday on death row? So we really want to send our love out to Reggie today.
Absolutely, and we will get to what people can do to participate in that. But I also just kind of want to just do a little, we're going to have a quick break here, so I just kind of want to do a little bit of trying to connect the dots of some local things that are going on right now, and then tie those into how this connects to the Justice for Reggie segment. One of the things that I mentioned in the last hour for Eye on the Loo is the way that there's an article in today's paper, the attorney representing the woman who was arrested for, who worked for a daycare center, who was arrested because a child was left on the bus. Bad thing, but the child is okay. They closed down. They took away the license, temporarily took away the license in 2 days of the daycare center and put her in handcuffs, called the press, and paraded her in front of the press in handcuffs. But we have a doctor, a pediatrician doctor, and her husband, a medical researcher. They left their child in a car. Their child died, and nobody was paraded in handcuffs, and we don't even know if any charges are going to be brought against them. What does that say to you, and how does that connect to Justice for Reggie?
Well, obviously we're talking about the lens in which the justice system looks at crime,
mm-hmm.
and looks at the value of life.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was amazing that one of the first things I heard was that this couple had endured enough tragedy. And to me, that meant that probably no charges would be filed. I mean, they were dealing enough with the grief, and of course that's the case.
But, and I think that is true of every parent who loses a child under those circumstances.
Absolutely.
I agree. I personally don't believe that any charges should be brought against the parents, because there is nothing that you can do to any parent under this circumstance that accidentally left their child in their car and died. You can't punish them in any kind of real way, because they're going to do all the hard work of that for the rest of their lives.
Exactly. Exactly. And so the direct connection is that we have a police system and a justice system that makes decisions based on as Quincy Troop said in the earlier hour, based on race and class. And, you know, Liz, one of the things I've been thinking about all week is that all of the things that have been happening on the streets as it relates to police and looking at the economy for poor and working people, this is indeed the incendiary kind of things that we saw in the 60s in terms of why people rebel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had the Kerner report and they had all these reports on what happened. And a lot of it had to do with people seeing over and over again inequities in the system, injustices in the system.
There is no justice.
There is no justice. And coupled with that, the repression of police in their communities. And those became the flashpoints. And I think we see it playing out, you know, in communities across the country in a smaller way. But certainly all of those elements are there.
And one of the things one of the shows that I have done is the show on the Genesis 6. You know, and I think I'm even going to go down there and try to broadcast from there when they make the decision on granting bail to the last baby that's locked up and the sentencing, because that once again reminds you that this country has yet to and in many cases refuses to deal with the issue of race, refuse to deal with the issues of class in this country, and crime and punishment is a direct result of what your skin color is. Mm-hmm. And in some ways also about the money, because O.J. Simpson was proof that I don't care how rich you are, if you're black, we're going to go after you.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. But it also showed that if you have money to fight the criminal justice system, that you'll be able to succeed. You will be able to succeed if you have money. So there were the same two issues, but dealt with in different ways.
Exactly. And, I mean, the Genesis 6 is one thing, but, you know, that's countless. I mean, maybe that's one of the most celebrated now, but, you know.
I think it's one that's, for some reason, it really, I think that the fact it's a tree and a noose and children, I think it connects with people and it stays in people's consciousness more than other cases.
And the other piece of it, Liz, is that it brings back an ugly tradition in this country,
mm-hmm.
right up to the 21st century,
there
that people say, oh, that doesn't happen anymore. You all are exaggerating. Leave that slavery stuff alone.
We've dealt with it. The civil rights movement washed everybody's slate clean.
Right. And so this is a new day. Get over it.
There you
so
go.
Here we have the same practices of 1865
mm-hmm.
still going on in our country. And mm-hmm. so that's a reality that has smacked people upside the head. And for black people, a confirmation of things that they try to deny in a lot of ways,
mm-hmm.
but that's come full circle.
And before we take a quick break here, I want to extend an invitation to you, because I know you've been hearing the spots and hearing people talk about the political candidate recruitment forum that's going to take place a week from today at 6 o'clock at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. And I just have to say, Jamala, that I have been getting emails from people, that have been sending the information on. I've been getting phone calls. People have been stopping me on the street. I know that people's organizations have been talking about this is a very for me, because you and I had talked about this off the air about how important something like this is, and let's talk about that for a second. This is an important thing, is it not?
It is, and we've also talked about having the right person as a prosecutor that could make all the difference in the world in terms of who gets prosecuted for what and how the sentence is going to be. And so we've had numerous guests who
mm-hmm.
have talked about that, both from the standpoint of being a defense attorney and those who've been victimized by the system. And
mm-hmm.
so that is a crucial kind of position that we need to be looking at.
So when we look at these issues of for this political candidate recruitment forum that's going to take place again a week from today at 6 o'clock, that's September 6th, we're asking for people north side, south side, mid-city. We're asking for black folks. We're asking for white folks. We're asking for people with a political philosophy that is about the community to come to this forum, to get the information, to bring your resume. I don't care if it's written in crayon. We're looking for people to come with them and bring their political philosophy, because it's time for the people to decide who's going to run for these offices, as opposed to other people that have a political agenda that don't include
include us.
They'll include us. And so what it means when you have somebody who's more organic, who's been in the trenches, mm-hmm. working on the issues, you have an established track record of what that person is going to do
mm-hmm.
if they get in office. And so a lot of times we have to make choices between people that we don't know, and we don't even have the right criteria to judge them. And so when they get in office and start the backtracking and backsliding, then it's no surprise, because we didn't know who they were before we met them and before they came to us for a vote. And so I think the process for a candidate recruitment is crucial, and one that's been done before, but we've never had it in a sustained way. And mm-hmm. we need to create that kind of process where people need to know, I can do better than that person. Where do I go to get the skills and the information I need? So.
And the other piece of it is that we have elected officials out there now that are scared to death about this, but I've also heard from elected officials that are very excited about this, because good competition makes everybody do better.
Right.
You know, and good people out there can support the people that are trying to do good, because the other people are dead weight and holding them back. And collectively is how things are going to be done.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's next Thursday, 6:00 at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, the first political candidate recruitment forum for all citizens, no matter where you live. Even if you don't live in the city, I want you to come out, because there are positions out in the county too, or if you're thinking about a statewide race, everybody come to this political candidate recruitment forum a week from today at 6:00, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. Here's the address, 1020 North Taylor. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. We got a whole lot of stuff to talk about, and we'll be back to continue it. Stay with us.
Visit the Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson. Over 2,000 exhibits tell the stories of men and women who defended our freedoms during the wars of the 20th century. The Veterans Memorial Museum is a national tribute to our veterans and features the world's largest war memorial bronze statue. The Veterans Memorial Museum is easy to find. Just look for the full-size World War II P-51 Mustang fighter plane on West Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-2300.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I call City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6:00 at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
Check out the Great Godfrey Maze at the Robert E. Glazebrook Community Park. The maze opens on Friday and will be open through October 28th. Weekend hours are 5 to 9 p.m. on Friday, 10 to 9 on Saturday, and 1 to dusk on Sunday. Check out the two separate mazes cut into a 7-acre cornfield. Admission is $6 for adults, $4 for children 6 to 11, and free for children under 5. To find out more, call 618-466-1483 or visit GreatGodFreeMaze.com. Something amazing for you from WGNU.
Welcome back to this is Justice for Reggie. If we're talking about other stuff, we'll come back on with that. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. I'm here with Jamala Rogers, and we are talking about the connection with the criminal justice system, with the death penalty, the Reginald Clemens case, all of those issues as we do every Thursday. And I really believe that Jamala, this is, I don't know that there's any other show in America like this on a weekly basis.
I haven't seen or heard of it. So I think, and, you know, we actually breaking new ground in a lot of different ways, because I think it is also the first time that a campaign of this nature around a death penalty inmate has happened in the way that the Justice for Reggie campaign has unfolded. So we are breaking new ground, and, you know, I'm just very grateful for the support that we've gotten over the last year and a half as we've forged ahead around bringing the issues, peeling back the layers of the Justice Department, of the criminal justice system, and letting people know how all of this stuff is related, because people need to know when they step up in the police station or when they step up in a courtroom what they're up against. And we've seen and heard so many times from victims of the system who served time and exonerated, and you've always asked them, why did you trust the system? Mm-hmm. And they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, they thought that, it's like, hey, you know, I'm innocent. They're going to prove me innocent.
And it's like every single time. And these are people that have had brushes. Some people have had brushes with the law. Some people are well-read. Some people know and have been born black and have been black their whole life. And without exception, they all walked into the criminal justice system as a innocent person and assumed that the criminal justice system that they knew about before they got in it was going to be fair, and that they were somehow going to be able to prove that it was a mistake.
Yeah. And so I'm saying that naive approach we really have taken issue with, and we've given people much information. We brought folks from all over the country and tried to connect those dots so that people are not going to be vulnerable and victimized once again when they get into the system, that they're going to go in there with their eyes wide open, knowing what all the landmines are that they will have to try to sidestep.
Let me grab a quick call, and then we'll get back to our more of our discussion. Michelle.
I'm sorry, Liz. A moment ago, you were talking about the candidate recruitment thing.
Political candidate recruitment forum.
Now, that's not just for liberals. I mean, red-blooded conservatives can come, right?
Absolutely. Sure you can. Sure you can. And it's Thursday. It's Thursday at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality.
Last piece of good news that I'd heard, they're talking about Mr. Ashcraft maybe coming back as the new Attorney General.
And that's good news for you.
For the country,
well,
yes.
Well, he quit for a reason, and he quit because of the person that you put in office, George W. Bush. And I doubt very seriously that he would come back and work for George W. Bush, since he tried to quit twice, and he tried to quit another time because of the corruption of George W. Bush. So I doubt very seriously that he wants to stand that next to corruption like that. So, and I think that I'm glad the caller called and asked about the recruitment piece, because anybody that is about the issues of the community and has the resume to demonstrate that, you can't bring George Bush's resume and expect for people to believe that you're about the community. Nobody is any longer fooled or distracted by compassionate conservatives, because the only compassion was compassion to putting money in rich conservatives' pockets. That's the only compassionate conservatism that existed. So we're talking about a new way of doing things.
We're talking about a new way, but we're also talking about a progressive agenda that people have to adhere to. One of the things that I found out this week is that in Pennsylvania, the death penalty opponents will be bringing the issue of death penalty to state candidates. So, you know, we've talked about, and I think even when we had Professor David Jacobs talking about who ultimately has to die even on death row, and he talked about the partisan politics, that the incentive for people to run on a death penalty platform, as well as, you know, the whole law and order, has been fruitful for these people. Mm-hmm. We have to take that incentive away.
Yeah,
and they're going to be doing that in Pennsylvania. As people come to them and talk about vote for me, they're going to be putting the question of the death penalty to them. Of course, that is the state that Mumia Abu-Jamal is in and has been on death row. So we need to be doing the same thing in Missouri, because we got two folks who have been just running a race to see who can be the execution czar in Missouri.
There,
and we need to say, no, we're going to take the incentive away. You're going to be for the death penalty? You don't get our vote.
And we're going to take another break. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. Stay with us.
A29 in St. Louis, I'm Brian Kay with a look at your WGNU traffic this hour. Northbound 270 between 55 and Big Bend, stop and go traffic due to an earlier accident. Expect delays there. Kingbridge westbound between the Illinois Bank and the Cleese Landing, a little bit slow there. Westbound 44 just outside the city, Allenton Six Flags exit, there is an injury accident there. Eastbound traffic also slowing down in that area for a look. Highway 40, drivers eastbound between Spady and Lindbergh, expect slow going this morning. Also, just a little bit slow eastbound 44 between 141 and 270 as you approach the Merrimack River. Northbound, the 141 drivers, a little bit slow. Also, 40 and Ladue and Illinois Route 3 northbound, you can expect slow going up to the Poplar Street Bridge. We do have a disabled vehicle reported this hour, westbound 70 at New Florissant Road. Taking a look now at your WGNU forecast. For today, not as warm, partly sunny skies on tap with a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, much cooler, very nice, mostly clear skies. Overnight lows should drop down to around 60 degrees. Shut that air off and open a window. Tomorrow, sunny highs in the low 80s. And then on Saturday, great start to the weekend. Sunny skies with the high back into the mid-80s. 72 right now in St. Louis under hazy skies. Cahokia, 73. Alton also at 73 with overcast skies, scattered clouds, and 72 this hour in Belleville. That's a look at traffic and your local forecast. Stay tuned. We've got more with Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call coming up right after this.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call, and this is Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers, and before we get back to our discussion, I want to give a shout out to some of the sponsors of the Wake Up Call and for Justice for Reggie. Please don't forget Archie's All-American Cafe right there in the Loop, 6277 Del Mar. They have hot dogs in your choice of beef, soy, or turkey, chili dogs, St. Louis dogs, Proud dogs, Reuben dogs, pizza dogs, cheese dogs, chili cheese dogs, Hawaiian dogs. They have all of that and so much more. Breakfast all day long, and tomorrow they don't call it Fridays at Archie's. They call it Fish Friday from 5 o'clock until midnight. Fish fry at Archie's All-American Cafe. You support the Wake Up Call, then support the advertisers on the Wake Up Call. Get on down to 6277 Del Mar. That's Archie's All-American Cafe. And welcoming another new advertiser to the Wake Up Call, Speedy Medical Supply. Sales, rentals, and repair. Their phone number, 361-0014. They have all kinds of medical supplies, wheelchairs, diabetes cares, hot, cold therapy, personal care, self-diagnostic devices, skin care, all kinds of beds and toilet aids and back aids, all of that for sale, for rental, and for repair at Speedy Medical Supply Service. Is a pleasure. You need to give them a call at 361-0014, 361-0014. Someone you love, someone you care about could use the services of Speedy Medical Supply. Sales, rentals, and repairs, 361-0014, Medicaid, Medicare, and also supplemental insurance. They got you. Speedy Medical Supply, 361-0014, and they also have a 24-hour emergency service. Give them a call, 361-0014. And I also, as always, want to thank Church of God in Christ, Bishop Ward, for their consistent and continuous financial support for the Justice for Reggie segment. I want to thank you so much for that. Without your support, we wouldn't be able to do it. Church of God in Christ and Bishop Ward, thank you so much for your financial support of Justice for Reggie. And Jamala, we've got a wrap-up that we have to talk about.
Yeah,
here.
Well, you know, at the end of the month, we really try to pull together all the pieces of what's happened, and you know, look at some of the issues that our guests have brought up. And we talked about, you know, Professor David Jacobs out of Ohio State, who did the report on what really happens when people go to death row, and still we find out that black folks are disproportionately targeted. When you have appears to have a level playing field, that is still black folks who are executed while other folks are getting, you know, sentences overturned and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, and looking at, you know, who gets the death penalty and what prosecutors are asking for them and their political persuasion, and we're finding out that the Republicans, wherever there's a Republican, we got some problems. And, of course, Texas is the biggest example of that. You have a Republican governor who is now a sitting president who has had the most executions ever, you know, of a governor before or after him, of folks, and some of those, there were questionable doubt as to whether or not they had the right person. So, you know, there are those issues. And then we had, I want to call him exonerated, although technically he didn't get exonerated, when we had, Kerry Max Cook come on and talk about, you know, being on Texas death row for 22 years.
22 years. 20, for a crime he did not commit.
That he did not commit. And Liz, one of the things with his case that I see in other cases is that you never know what's down the road. And so you have to make decisions. This happened with Briscoe, Johnny Briscoe. He was about to give up on the DNA because they lost it over there at St. Louis County. And he figured that was his ticket. So he was about to resolve himself to staying in prison, his natural life, and dying in prison. And lo and behold, the DNA was found, and he was exonerated. So in the case of Kerry Cook, he did an Alford plea, which meant that he, you know,
you don't have to admit your guilt.
You don't admit you're guilty. But the prosecutor knew that his case was weakened, and he talked him into doing that. And Kerry Cook had to make the decision as to whether or not he wanted to spend another day in jail, and he took it. But what that meant is that the prosecutor said, you're still guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And so all his records are still saying guilty as opposed to exonerated, because 2 months after he made that decision to take the Alford plea, the DNA results came in and proved him innocent.
And here's the other piece of it. It also shows the evolution of the reality evolution, because Kerry Max Cook walked into the criminal justice system, even though he had his scraps with the law. He thought, I didn't do this. They're going to prove that I didn't do this. And it took 22 years on death row, and he decided, rightfully so, I can't trust this system. If I go through another trial, I can't trust this system to get it right.
And he has had four.
And he
has
had four trials. And at four times they said he was guilty for something he didn't do. What would you do, America? What would you do if you had been through, I mean, before you went into the prison system or the justice system, you should know that it's not going to be fair. He had four times for them to get it right, and they got it wrong every single time. I bet he did take the Alford plea. What would you have done?
And one of the things he mentioned, Liz, was that they lined up the witness, the fingerprint expert. I mean, we didn't have DNA then, but they, you know how this junk science is. And as well as the coroner's report, all put him at the scene, and he wasn't even there.
There you go.
So people need to know that, you know, sometimes though they line their own stars up in a way against you, irregardless of the reality. And the kicker with that case was that when the prosecutor was asked, where is the body, which was never found, he said that Kerry ate the parts.
He lied. He lied in the most.
Ate a body.
And he lied in the most horrific, intentional way. What jury wouldn't want to convict somebody where the prosecutor, who they believe is telling the truth, too? The prosecutor says the reason why he had the body is because he ate the body. Well, you know, how fast can they get him into death row? And they got him on death row. Period, dot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Period, dot.
So these are the kind of manipulating and really kind of heinous, you know, prosecution that you are up against when there's a death penalty. And so and a lot of the cases and elements are much like Reggie's, you know, the prosecutorial misconduct where people are saying and doing anything and it's being accepted, no mistrials. And, you know, you got the police doing their dirt. I mean, you know, so these are the elements that are there in most of the cases that we've reviewed on Justice for Reggie. And so.
And the one thing that we have to talk about before we get to a break and get to some of our calls here at 454-0400 or 1-877-920-WGNU, Gonzalez is gone.
Gone.
I guess we have had an impact out here, huh?
We're having an impact. That's the good news. The bad news is that next month they're going to be reviewing the amount of time it takes to do appeals in a death penalty case. Now, most folks believe that we need all the time that people can get if they need to be proven innocent. So under the Justice Department, they now reviewing the rules that say we need to shorten this time. You know, there's no sense of people being on death row for 20, 25 years. Let's shorten the time and get rid of them. And I'm hoping that that's going down the same place that Gonzalez is going. Mm-hmm. And so, but we need to follow up on that.
And one of the things, one of the rumors out there about the Gonzalez replacement, I haven't heard the Ashcroft one like the last caller talked about. What I have heard, which makes more sense, in a calculating type of way, I guess whose name they're throwing out there, Lieberman's name. Now,
so
dig it. If they were to appoint Lieberman, George Bush wouldn't have to worry about a acrimonious confirmation piece. And if they appointed Lieberman, then the governor of Connecticut, who is a Republican, would replace him with a Republican. So then the numbers would change in the United States Senate.
Oh, it's a win-win for them.
It's a win-win. And then all of the investigations that the United States Senate is doing right now, because they are the majority party, they would cease and desist. So it would be that sounds like a Karl Rovian type of a playbook, you know, a play out of that out of that playbook. So that's one of the rumors that's out there as well.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, we have to be as energetic and focused in our plans as the opposition is. And they certainly, every chance they get, they are making lemonade out of lemons. Mm-hmm. And one person told me that.
They're making rancid lemonade out of lemons. Okay.
I didn't say how good it was. I just said they were making lemonade. A lot of times they're on the offense when really there's no need for them to be, except that we had no plan in place, and that's how they got there.
We're going to take a break. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. We have much business to tend to. We'll get to some of your calls at 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. When we get back, please stay with us.
Inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggert, host of Bad Boys on WGNU. Join us as we discuss topics of interest ranging from review boards to graduated licensing and media coverage of police chases. I won't fix your tickets, but I will offer you tips on personal safety and ways to make your neighborhood a better place to live. That's Bad Boys with me, Sergeant Gary Wiggert, Thursday morning at 10, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown, and I am here with Jamala Rogers. And before we get to our calls and our guests and our conversation, I want to remind you of another advertiser on the wake-up call, the African Palace. Where else would you have the African Palace? Come enjoy a journey to the motherland. This is the ultimate African experience, specializing in dishes from Nigeria, Jamaica, Ghana. They have been serving North County for years with authentic African cuisine, and they're open Tuesday through Saturday, Tuesday through Thursday, 1 p.m. to 12 a.m., Friday to Saturday, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m., and if you're over 25, you can have your birthday. You can have your birthday party free at the African Palace, 4005 Seven Hills Drive. Here's the number, 921-4600, 921-4600. You know what? This weekend, it's a holiday weekend. Take your family out to the African Palace Bar and Grill. Have a little bit of fun. They have reggae Friday nights and African music Saturday nights. It's the ultimate African experience. Get on down to the African Palace. Here's the phone number, 921-4600. Here's the address, 4005 Seven Hills Drive. Tell them I told you to. Let's get to a caller or two here. James.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Good morning. I'm here with Jamala Rogers.
Yes, Liz, I wanted to just remind your listening audience that today is going to be a very important day. There's a case in Texas, a man by the name of Kenneth Foster, who 11 years ago was driving a car. The car stopped. One of the occupants got out of the car and got into an altercation and shot and killed a pedestrian. Kenneth, the shooter of the altercation, was executed in Texas. And now, under a very, very strange law, there's called the Law of Parties. This Kenneth Foster is scheduled to die by execution in the state of Texas. And people from all over the world, Bishop Desmond Tutu, former President Jimmy Carter, and human rights groups from all over the world have asked for clemency for Kenneth Foster. And this has also brought international attention to the disparity and the injustice of our death penalty law here in America, and I just hope that...
And James, I just want to slow down just for a second because I want to underscore everything that you've said so that people really, really feel this and get this. James, what is his name, Vincent?
Kenneth Foster.
Kenneth Foster was driving a car with another person in it. Kenneth Foster stopped the car. The other person got out of the car and got into a scuffle with somebody else. Kenneth Foster didn't know anything about the scuffle, wasn't a part of the scuffle, didn't encourage the scuffle, didn't have anything to do with it. As a result of the scuffle, that person died. Now, Kenneth Foster did not pull the gun. He did not shoot a gun. He did not put his hands on. He didn't know anything or have anything to do with the fight in which somebody died. And in Texas, that's good enough to get you on death row. And in Texas, we're going to kill you just because you were sitting in the car. If that is not a statement of how insane this country is with the death penalty, then I don't know what does.
That's right, Liz, and I want to continue to encourage Jamala, and we're all praying for Reggie, and I hope that this case will bring some more attention, international attention, to the injustice and the horrible, sinful death penalty law in America.
Absolutely. James, thank you so much for that. Thanks for bringing that to us. And Jamal, we have to talk about Reggie's birthday.
Yeah, because we got a 12-hour marathon that's going to be going from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. right there on the corner of Union Boulevard and Dr. King Drive. And we're partnering with Dee's Best Barbecue, and he'll be selling from the street. We'll have tables set up. And what we have, Liz, is we have a coupon for a discount that's going to be for 30 days. If you come by and do anything with the celebration, either buy a button, buy a T-shirt, make a donation, sign the birthday book, sign a petition, bring a completed petition, you'll get a coupon, and it'll be good for 30 days where you get a dollar off on the plate dinners or 50 cents off of a sandwich. So all day long, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Which day is that?
That's today.
Today.
Today. Today is Reggie's birthday. Come by. We'll be videotaping, and we need to let Reggie know who came by, who was there, who's out there working on his behalf. And so all of that will be happening, and we hope that people can find a few minutes to swing by there. We'll make it really easy for you. We'll bring the petition to the car. We'll be passing out leaflets in a toll road situation. And so if you can just come by and hang out with us, that'll be fine.
Wonderful.
You know, so we really want Reggie to know there's some folks that are doing a documentary. They'll be coming by at some point today. So it's going to be a full day, a festive day, and we want to send Reggie plenty of love today on his 36th birthday.
Very good. And again, the address and it starts in 2 hours, in an hour.
Yeah, it starts in an hour. I'll be leaving, going directly there after the show.
Well, and give people an idea of the menu here.
Yeah, there's a menu for everybody. You know, there's fish, there's hot links, there's plenty of vegetables, shrimp. I mean, it's a pretty diverse menu, so there's got to be something on here for you. So come on by a corner of Union Boulevard.
Sandwiches, dinners, everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. So that
can people call ahead maybe and have an order ready for waiting for them?
Oh, sure. The number is 367-7940, and
that's D's Best Barbecue for you.
Right, right, and people can call it in, and we could have it ready for you. You can pull up and make it real easy for your lunch break. So come on out and hang out with us today, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on the corner of Union Boulevard and Dr. Martin Luther King Drive.
Very good, very good. And let's talk about signatures. Where are we on signatures?
Well, today is going to be a big day because we've had people that have been working. Last week was a pretty busy weekend. We had the Black Expo. There was a group that organized the Bayou Bash that had us come over and bring petitions, and so they really kind of helped with that. So people have been out there working, and so we need them to bring their completed petitions, and next month when we get ready to do our wrap-up, we'll do the count, see if we completed our summer 5,000 goal.
Because
summer will be officially over by the time we do our wrap-up, and so I'm sure we're going to reach our goal, but we need everybody to either come by and sign or bring a completed petition.
And in terms of our goals for after the summer, what are some of the things we're going to be shooting for?
Well, you know, a lot of that, Liz, is going to depend on what's going to happen with the lethal injection challenges. And as people know who are on the Reggie listserv, we told people that, you know, the lethal injection that Michael Taylor's attorneys had put before the Eighth Circuit was denied. And so right now it's open season. There could be executions right now. And this is the first time in 2 years that that's happened where, you know, it's open that the Missouri Supreme Court could start releasing execution dates for people. And folks also should know or be reminded that Jay Nixon, as soon as that happened, sent over 10 names for execution dates, and Reggie Clemens was one of those names. So they're pushing full steam ahead on their agenda. We need to push back with ours, and so we need to find out. And in a couple of weeks, we are going to have Reggie's attorneys come on to talk about their lethal injection motion that's been filed. And so so that's what's happening, because if we need to gear up to stop Reggie's execution, we want to be on point to do that. And so people, we want to listen in. But meanwhile, the petitions are really important because it indicates to the governor how many people are aware of this case in terms of the signature. We've seen it. We find it even on the website at justiceforreggie.com. All of that is tangible ways that we can prove that people want to stop this execution. They want the facts to come out, and they want Jay Nixon to back off, and they want the governor, who people don't feel like there's much hope for, but at this point the governor is who can really intervene at this point to stop an execution. And so that's where we have to put the pressure point. So we're still going to be continuing that process and bringing information about any developments that happen as it relates to lethal injection arguments.
And so finally, I want to remind everybody again, this is Reggie's birthday.
This is Reggie's
birthday.
So if
you want, and you can drive by today at the Dr. King and Union and sign a birthday card.
It's a birthday card.
There's a birthday card there. So if anything, even if you can't stop for lunch, you can at least stop by and sign the birthday card for Reggie today.
Absolutely. And there were some people that said they had their own birthday card.
Okay.
And that's, so that's fine. You can still drop that off, and we'll make sure that it gets put in the book, because that's what it'll be. It'll be a book, because last time we did a banner, and the prison wouldn't let us mail that in to him. So we learned from that.
Okay.
So it'll be a book that will have the birthday greetings in there, and we'll get that to Reggie so that he can enjoy that and realize that there's lots of support out here for him.
Excellent. And again, where can people come today?
They can come to the corner of Dr. King Drive, and that's symbolic in and of itself.
Yeah.
Dr. King Drive, who was opposed to the death penalty, will be there at Union Boulevard at D's Best for You Barbecue, and we got plenty of food for all types of appetites, and we'll be there all day selling our T-shirts, hawking the information about Reggie's case. So come there if you don't know about the case. We got plenty of information there for you as well.
And don't forget about the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum a week from today at 6 o'clock. If you're interested in running for office, if you thought about running for office, I know that there's some retired people, some other folks out there, 25-year-olds, 45-year-olds, 35-year-olds, come on out to the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality a week from today at 6 o'clock. Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, unlike anything you've ever seen or been a part of, be there. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. They didn't act fast enough. That's the key conclusion of a special investigative panel looking into Virginia Tech's response to the spring school shootings. The panel said lives could have been saved had the school sent out an instant alert after the first shooting at an off-campus apartment more than 2 hours before the gunman opened fire in several classrooms. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
A campus lockdown would not have been feasible, but the review panel concludes lives might have been saved had Virginia Tech sent an earlier and clearer warning about Sung Hee Cho's first two murders.
It certainly would have been wise for that notice to have gone out promptly.
Virginia Governor Tim Kaine told ABC News signs and warnings were missed. Some at the university knew about Cho's mental instability, but the report says no one connected all the dots. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Another report takes the Iraqi government to task for not meeting more than a dozen benchmarks set by the administration for political progress. The reports being released by the General Accounting Office. Details from ABC's Martha Raddatz.
All of 13 of the 18 are unfulfilled, and the three that have been met and two others are mixed. Of the three met, they've established committees, joint security stations, and rights of minority parties in the legislature.
Yet another report casts a cloud over bridges.
They have cracks. Some are corroded, structurally deficient, and have been for more than 25 years. USA Today reports at least 96 interstate highway bridges rated poorly by government inspectors in 1982 had the same rating last year. These are bridges that support nearly 4 million cars and trucks every day. Some of those spans have never seen a repair truck. Others have been overhauled, but have once again fallen into disrepair. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
NASA now says it's not true. Initial reports of intoxicated astronauts are nothing more than urban legend. This is ABC News.
You've reached Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pierce in sales, press 1. For Matt Pierce in accounting, press 1. For Matt Pierce in human resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pierce in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Sears Book Chapter 11, the Labor Day Sale. While resting in a hammock in his backyard, Mr. Stone thought, I should start on Mrs. Stone's honey-do list. He'd already gone to Sears earlier that morning to get a Craftsman cordless drill and a Craftsman mechanics tool set, all on sale. Of course, starting on the list meant getting out of the hammock, and that, Mr. Stone thought, was already going to be a lot of labor. Craftsman tools plus all brand-name tires like Goodyear and Michelin are now on sale. Sears, where it begins.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 9307.
If you're looking for a good scare, a Halloween remake is coming soon to a theater near you.
Halloween is on the big screen again, and this time, ex-wrestler Tyler Bane plays that masked killer, Michael.
These are the eyes of a settler.
Musician-turned-filmmaker Rob Zombie directs Halloween.
Well, I always want the violence to be graphic and real, because it shouldn't come across as good times.
Michael, stop!
Malcolm McDowell is Dr. Sam Loomis, a psychiatrist.
Loomis is an idiot.
Rob Zombie's Halloween opens nationwide tomorrow without any advanced critic screenings. Bill Deal, ABC News.
Proceeds from the Michael Vick football cards chewed by dogs may take a bite out of animal cruelty. The winning bid of $7,400 is being donated to the Humane Society. The seller expected no more than $100 for an animal shelter when she put the cards up for bid and was pleasantly stunned with what she called a flood of positive responses. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brangemeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a state judge has upheld Missouri school funding law. Cole County Circuit Judge Richard Callahan ruled yesterday that the state constitution provides no guarantee of absolute equity, equality, or adequacy in the dollars spent or in the facilities available from one district to another. The ruling rejects claims by schools that money is distributed unfairly. About half of the state's 500-plus school districts sued the state 3 years ago, saying that Missouri does not direct enough money to public education. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has signed a billion-dollar electric rate relief package. Blagojevich says he wants to increase the use of coal in state power plants and take other steps to ensure electric rates don't skyrocket again. An Ameren spokesman says the utility's customers should expect to see rebate checks and bill credits in a few weeks. The relief package rolls back many of the rate increases through the rebate checks. ComEd customers will get bill credits. The plan does not block rates from rising again. Finally this hour, the West End Community Center is getting help after a recent burglary. The children who used the center discovered on Tuesday that school supplies and snacks had been stolen from the center. The center's 12 computers were also taken. The Missouri Higher Education Loan Authority, a nonprofit education loan provider, has pledged to replace all of the PCs and also provide an alarm system for the center. If you wish to help the center replace its school supplies, call 314-367-2585. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brangemeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Thank you, Patrick. It is 6 minutes now past the hour of 9 o'clock, and time to take a quick look at traffic. Not too much to talk about right now. Illinois 156 between Illinois 159 and Probst Road. Construction continues there. That's got things slowed down just a bit. Also, 64 both ways at County Highway 4. Expect delays with construction there. 270 drivers. Looks like an accident has been cleared northbound 270 at Page. A little bit of residual delay right now from there through the Highway 40. Stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident as well. That's on northbound 270 between Highway 30 and 44. Again, that was a very light accident off to the side. That's a look at traffic. Taking a quick look now at the WGNU forecast for the rest of today. Partly sunny skies on tap, not as warm. Highs should be in the mid-80s tonight, much cooler. Turn that air off and open a window. The lows should be right around 60 degrees tomorrow. Sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. And for Saturday, great start to the weekend. Highs in the mid-80s with sunny skies as well. Currently 73 at WGNU, 74 officially at Lambert, 74 in Cahokia with overcast skies, and Alton reporting 73 this hour. That's a look at news and your local traffic. Weather on the hour. I'm Brian Kay for WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most. Stay tuned. It's time to get back to the second, or final hour, I should say, of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I'm hearing revolution in the air.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, you can do that. Real easy. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. There are amazing things that are going on in our world that we live in. There are amazing things that are going on in our world that we live in. And I think that we need to examine some of the information that comes to us from those worlds. What do I mean? Well, one story that I think that did not have the, what's the word I'm looking for, media cycle. It did not have the cycle, did not stay in the news as long as it should have and could have. The resignation of Karl Rove, as a friend of mine said to me last night, it's the biggest biggest resignation since Nixon, for real. But you know what people were talking about? Michael Vick and some dogs. That's what people were talking about as much as. And then the Karl Rove story dies. We get another Republican senator saying, I mean, there's an editorial in today's St. Louis Post-Dispatch that sums up Senator Craig in an editorial cartoon type of way. And actually, it's kind of sad as well as kind of funny and accurate. And the cartoon reads as, gays should not be allowed to get married. Second panel, gays should not be allowed to enter into civil unions. Gays should not be allowed to serve in the military. Gays should not be able to file job discrimination suits. Gays should not be protected by hate crime laws. Gays should not be free to live out in the open. Gays should have to lead secret lives of mystery and allure. So senators like me can meet them. That's the cartoon in today's paper, and those are the stories that are pulling our attention away from the significance of the Karl Rove resignation. Who is Karl Rove? Why is that an important resignation? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that because I believe that we have to understand some of the things that are going on in the world that we live in, and some of the things involve distraction from the real issues. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Al.
Good morning, Miss Liz Brown.
Brother Al, good morning.
I got a couple of problems I want to address with you, Miss Liz Brown. Number one, our national park system downtown, they want to take part of that and clutter it up. Liz, when do you get to a point when you got to quit building and adding on, bringing furniture into one room before you have to clean up and start maintaining?
Are you talking about trying to get at the arch ground?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I think that, I think that the reason that people are considering it, I take it back to the schools. Yeah, that people were quiet when they closed up all of our schools. They were quiet when they said that the citizens don't have any right to weigh into the ballpark village. All those people that made those decisions and got our schools closed and got the ballpark village despite what we wanted, they feel emboldened. And now they're going after the arch grounds.
You know, I can't understand it. They got everything down there. They're going south with the ballpark village. And as you said, they're closing out schools. We're closing our schools even though we voted in the air conditioner.
There you go.
And the kids had to leave school early because they haven't finished that job. Here we are going after our illustrious arch grounds where they're not, you know, they're conducive to good thoughts when you're walking through down there, Liz. All that, what they're talking about ain't nothing but clutter. Like we need some more restaurants and taverns in this town without being able to put them anywhere else but down there on the riverfront that we know that floods. You know, it's like walking into your old junk shop, Liz. It's so damn crowded that you can't really find what you're looking for. So you just stand there and look in amazement to how much junk that, like me, that a person can accumulate.
All right, gotta roll. Gotta roll. Thank you, Brother Al.
Thank you.
My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
complete 10 CD classic soul ballads collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs, Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047.
There was this man who almost learned to walk at a rehab center that almost got built by people who almost gave. Almost gave. How good is almost giving? About as good as almost walking. As generous a nation as we are, sometimes instead of giving, we almost give. Don't almost give. Give. Visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
The new has come, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with every day that passes by. Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. New world coming. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
Hi. I'd like to send a happy birthday out to Reggie Clemens.
Yes, indeed.
And I want to make a comment on what you were talking about, the diversion to the Carl Rose resignation.
Mm-hmm.
I think the war in Iraq was a diversion to the situation with 9-1-1 because of the documentaries was coming out about it, you know. And I hope they'll get back off into that, you know, to find the truth out about, you know, who were behind all of that. Okay?
All right.
All right.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. The truth will set you free.
All right.
Ms. Brown, before I get to you, what I want to talk to you about is about the couple who left the baby in the car on Washington University.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, Ms. Brown, that child had a 2-year-old brother? And that they're just telling, they're just letting it out. I don't know where he was.
I thought it was he was 5 years old, but you say he's 2.
They said he was 2, Miss Brown.
Okay.
But they didn't say where he was. But Miss Brown, how in the world can you leave a baby in the car and the husband and wife don't even know what's going on? It's total lunacy. Ms.
Well, I don't. You know what? I think it can happen. I really do. I think it can happen, and mistakes happen. Inattention happens. The same way that the child care person thought she had all the kids and she didn't have all the kids. Mistakes happen.
My question is, you, Miss Brown, were they coupling the car together? Whose car was it?
It was the husband's car, I believe.
Oh, it was his car.
I don't know. I believe it was.
Did the couple go to work together, Miss Brown? I don't understand that part yet.
Okay, well, you know, fine. We need some more of the details,
too.
But the piece to me that is the part that we already have the details to is the young woman of African descent. She was paraded immediately handcuffed.
Exactly.
And arrested.
I saw that, Miss Brown.
I saw it, too, because it was on the news.
I saw that. And, Miss Brown, another thing. Did you know, Miss Brown, that I'm going to make you remember this case, Miss Brown. It was a case out there in St. Charles. Do you remember when the lady put the baby in, it was behind a restaurant, she put the baby in a dumpster?
Mm-hmm.
And they found it in time enough. I don't know if she was ever charged for that, Miss Brown.
I don't know.
I don't remember she ever tried. I'm leaving with another baby, Miss Brown, because children are so precious. They had on the news, Miss Brown, this happened in Kansas City. Yeah, at a McDonald's restaurant, a woman went in the restroom, Miss Brown, and tried to flush the baby down the toilet, Miss Brown. Luckily, the employee went in there, and they found the baby, Miss Tam, and rescued the child. And the woman said she didn't know she was 8 months pregnant, Miss Brown. Crazy, 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 Miss Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But I called you about Joe Lieberman. He's not no true Democrat if he take that job, Miss Brown.
Well, you know, he's not a true Democrat, even if he doesn't take the job.
You're right. Either way it goes, Miss Brown, he's not a Democrat if he takes that job. If he has any sense about it.
And we're talking about there's talk out there, rumor out there, chatter out there that the person that Bush may choose to replace Alberto Gonzalez as the Attorney General is Joe Lieberman. And it sounds like a move out of Karl Rove's playbook, because if Joe Lieberman is selected, there's doubtful that there will be any kind of problematic confirmation process, and it would also then change the numbers in the United States Senate to a Republican majority.
Well, Ms. Brown, as far as I'm concerned, if he wants to not to start no ruffle, he should tell Bush, no, I'm not interested in the job. And, Ms. Brown, did you know your other senator will be coming back next week, the one that had the stroke or something? He was a Democrat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's coming back.
Right.
Because they say he was in a wheelchair, which I'm glad he's coming back too, Ms. Brown, because he got some serious problems.
Well, he's up for re-election too in 2008. So
he's up for re-election.
Yeah. So he's going to have to make an announcement real soon whether or not he's going to run for his seat.
Oh, I'm glad you let us know about that, Ms. Brown. Hopefully he's going to he will go up for re-election, Ms. Brown. But Ms. Brown, children are so precious, but Ms. Brown. But like you said, we need to know more information about that case over there at Washington University. You mark my word, Miss Brown. Jennifer Joyce wants to keep her job. She's not going to do anything. She's going to let that couple go.
Well, she couldn't find any crime in white police officers stealing tickets. Why would she find a crime in a white couple who had such a tragedy? Bet she finds crime with a black woman. Bet she does. Larry.
Hey, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Liz, I want to talk about the Gray Clemens case.
Reginald Clemens case.
And the Gray. The one that got executed, his last name was Gray, right?
And Marlon Gray.
Right, Marlon Gray.
Mm-hmm.
As I recall, did they ever find the bodies?
No.
But they executed somebody.
Yes. I think they found one body. They didn't find the other body.
No, I don't think they found any.
Okay.
How long have you been in St. Louis?
Oh, probably, I'd say about 10 years, 10, 12 years.
I don't ever recall them ever finding that body. But Ms. Liz, check this out. They executed a man with no body, and then they got him charged with murder. I thought in order for you to be charged with a crime, they have to find the evidence.
No, not anymore. But think of
skin color.
Pardon?
Skin color.
Well, no, there's also the case of Scott, the husband of the woman whose body was not found. Scott Peterson. They didn't find her body.
Remember, it floated up on the beach in on the Pacific somewhere near San Francisco or somewhere.
Okay, well, then they didn't find the baby's body. One body was not found with that. So, no. Thanks for your call, Larry.
Okay.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break here. 1-877-920-WGNU. You want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Stay with me.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
.928 in St. Louis. I'm Brian Kay with a quick look at your WGNU traffic. We do have an injury accident this hour to report. It is on Old Halls Ferry at Monsoles Drive. Be aware of that if you're in North County. Also, that earlier accident has been cleared northbound 270 at Page, but there's still some residual delays right around Page all the way from near Highway 40 up through Page on northbound 270. Otherwise, looks like just construction throughout the area. Remember, lane closures will be in place. Lots of road repairs going on, so take your time and get to work safe.
I don't mean to be a nudge, but have you taken your vitamins this morning? Are you out of them? Do you have any idea of what you should be taking? Well, not to worry. Golden Grocer, with over 30 years' experience in the health food industry, is here to help. Give them a call at 367-0405, and they can take your order over the phone and ship your vitamins right off to you. Or, if you have no idea of what you can be taking, Golden Grocer can give you a quick vitamin assessment over the phone, you can make your selections, and they can ship them off to you. How easy is that? That number again is 367-0405, 367-0405. So live your life like it's golden, and take your vitamins.
Kirby Van Hirsch, you won't believe your eyes. At this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistance cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cats. Kirby Van Hirsch, millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Hirsch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Donnell.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm fine. I love your show.
Thank you.
Are you familiar with the West End Community Center?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I don't know if you heard, but they had a break-in about 3 weeks ago. And I went down there and did some repairs for them. And about 3 days ago, they had another break-in. And the building is actually owned by the city, but you have a Better Family, the Missouri Extension Program, and, you know, places, organizations that are trying to help people. And they broke in and stole all of the computers the other day, and they stole food and other things. There's a young lady that runs it. Her name is Jody Squire. She does a phenomenal job down there. She's the director. She actually doesn't have to be down there. She has a PhD in education, but she's about the kids. And what I've been trying to do the last couple of days is to try to help them to replenish some of their losses. So the reason I'm calling you, I know you have a lot of listeners, and I'm asking some of the contractors that are available or might have some supplies that could go down and help her out. Computers, they stole food. Some of those kids, I understand, that's the only meal that they get in a day. And I'm just calling to make you guys aware of it. If you didn't hear it on the news the other day, they did have another break-in. And
how are they breaking in, and why? I mean, how are they breaking in?
I'm just going to give it to you. The city owns the buildings, and they're supposed to have a security system down there. They're supposed to maintain it, and they don't. There's a breach of security in several places in the building, and I've contacted some people at some of the home building supply stores, and they've offered
But where is the city on this? I mean, it's the city owns the building, and then I don't mean I mean that shouldn't pressure be put on the city to go down and make certain that the buildings that they maintain have the security system?
Well, without a doubt. But I think what the problem is, Liz, they need the buildings, and the city actually tried to close the building down. And I feel like the organization's there. If they feel like if they put too much pressure on the city, that they'll move them out.
Well, then you can't be a coward and fight, okay? You can't. You can't. If you have, that's no way to exist. If we say anything to the city, you're going to put us out. If they're going to put you out, they're going to try to put you out anyway.
Yeah,
know that.
Yeah, they tried to close the building down, I know.
I know they have. So now you're going to hush up and say and not demand that this. How do you know that the city doesn't have anything to do with the break-ins?
Possibility.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying, why would you be quiet? I don't agree with that strategy. I don't. If the city's supposed to have some alarms in there, then you're supposed to make the city have some alarms up in there.
Yeah.
And then the city should be held accountable for what's taken.
Right. Well, my reason for calling, if anybody has anything to contribute, just in the form of contributions, money contributions, labor, whatever, I'm sure she appreciated it. She lived in my community, and she's a single lady. She runs does a lot of stuff here in the community for the kids.
Okay.
I actually live in Ferguson, and there's no economical gains for her. It's just something she enjoys doing.
All right.
So I'm trying to make an effort to help her out.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, I wanted to say good morning, Liz.
Good morning. I wanted to
remind your listeners that tonight there is a meeting. It's time to question this authority around here. Bashan High School, 3035 Cass, about the 5th and 19th War incidents. Also, we're going to have State Representatives Jamila Nasheed and Jeanette Mock Oxford, as well as the alderwomen, to take
And why don't questions. You why don't you tell what the alderwomen's names are, since they're the ones that are involved in this?
Okay. Our alderwomen are April Ford Griffin for the 5th Ward and Marlene Davis for the 19th Ward.
Okay.
And this is impacting these two wards at this time.
That's why we had to put their names out there.
Right. But the impact can be felt in the whole North St. Louis. I just heard your previous caller talking about how the city is lax on what they're supposed to do on their end. How can this community center thrive if every time they put things in there, they're burglarized?
Mm-hmm. And the city doesn't live up to their responsibility for having the alarm system in the building.
Right.
You know, I mean, let's put the responsibility where the responsibility should be put. And also, Sheila, I want to let you know about the meeting that we're having for a political candidate recruitment forum.
Yes, next Thursday.
Next Thursday at 6.
I have been telling my neighbors about that as well. We have to question authority.
And we have to put the right people in there that are going to make certain that people do what they're supposed to be doing. And that's next Thursday at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. We're going to do something that's never been done before that I'm aware of. Recruit candidates from our community. North side, south side, east side, west side, black, white. Everybody needs to come out to this recruitment forum a week from today at 6 o'clock. What time is your ward meeting tonight?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. at Vachon.
Yes.
At Vachon. Sheila, thank you so much for keeping us informed.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. And folks need to come out to that meeting tonight at Vachon. The Senate has passed their legislation, and others need to. You need to understand the impact that this stuff is going to have on your community, and what you can do as an elected, as a citizen, and what you can do with your elected officials. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get to me, Sherry.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the break-in for those who must not have saw the news later on that evening. A company stepped forward and not only replaced all the computers, gave them, and other companies stepped forward as well. They not only replaced all the computers, they had enough computers to send some of the kids home with computers, and the company also provided an alarm system for the building. Now, from what I understand, sometimes the city rents those buildings, those spaces out, so I don't know how that works, but anyway, they have an alarm system now, and they said they could use some more school supplies and, I guess, food, but they got the computers covered.
There you go. Okay, I didn't know that. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
All right.
All right, thanks. 1-877-920-WGNU. There's a story in the paper today, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because I'm a middle child, only girl, and that's the only place where I lived is where trouble is. We're going to have a fashion discussion this morning. We're going to have a fashion discussion this morning. There's a law, a cities, okay? Alexandria and Shreveport, Louisiana. The council there of both cities voted to ban the saggy pants. Alexandria's ordinance would allow some pants to sag, but 3 inches or more could bring a fine of $25 to $200 and a requirement for community service. The ordinances still need the mayor's signatures before they take effect now. If we're going to have ordinances out there for clothing that offends us, I think we should have ordinances out there for hairstyles that offend us. The man that takes one piece of hair and wraps it around his head in some vain attempt to say something that is other than the ball that is going on their head, you know, I think there should be an ordinance and a fine involved with that. Because he doesn't have to look at it all day. I do. I think that there should be an ordinance out there for flammable polyester. I think there should be an ordinance out there because I find it personally offensive, men that pull their pants up to their chest and put a belt on. I think that there should be an ordinance out there for people that get stuck in clothing choices, stuck in particularly offensive decades of clothing. If you're still dressing, if you're still wearing parachute pants in the year 2007, you should be fined for that. And on the real, this going after baggy pants thing, I guarantee you that they're not going to go to white suburban schools and snag the young white guys that have their pants a-sagging. This is another effort to target a group of people, men, that belong to, that are a part of, a certain community. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it from the perspective of I don't think it should be criminalized. We can't even get Scooter Libby in jail. We can't even get Scooter Libby convicted. Oh, well, he was convicted, but they took away his conviction. We can't get Scooter Libby, who betrayed the trust of a country, committed a treasonous act and was convicted for it. We can't get him in jail. But you're going to get a 17, 18-year-old, 19-year-old a fine? And on his record for a clothing choice? How's that hurting anybody? We can't get Scooter Libby in jail. And as I recall, did Tricky Dick go to jail? I don't think so. Undis- understand the method behind this. I know all of you people that like to stick your nose up in the air about, oh, this is, I don't like the way that our kids dress. Okay. Okay. Then why don't we make it a crime for a mother and a father to buy their daughter the Bratz doll? Okay, the Bratz doll that has all of this revealing clothing on it. If we're going to start criminalizing clothing choices, let's start at the beginning. Any parent that buys their daughter a Bratz doll that has ridiculously obscene clothing on them, they need to be fined. Soon as you can, soon as your credit card clears, you're going to get a ticket. How about that? How about that? 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Walter. Walter. What? We're going to take a break here, folks, at 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me.
It's time. It's time for something new. It's time to stop worrying if your old appliances are going to hold out much longer. It's time for you to head to your St. Louis Sears store. This Sunday through Thursday, use your Sears card and get 12% cash back after mail-in rebate, or 12 months, no interest, no payments, and free delivery after mail-in rebate on home appliances over $399. Sears is the only place to find Craftsman tractors and snow throwers. This week, get 12 months, no interest, no payments with your Sears card on your tractor or snow thrower purchase. If it's time for you to update your appliances or your lawn equipment, then it's time for you to head to your St. Louis Sears store. Hurry! Offers end Thursday.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggert, host of Bad Boys on WGNU. Join us as we discuss topics of interest ranging from review boards to graduated licensing and media coverage of police chases. I won't fix your tickets, but I will offer you tips on personal safety and ways to make your neighborhood a better place to live. That's Bad Boys with me, Sergeant Gary Wiggert, Thursday morning at 10, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
I'm Karen Stewart. Join me on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for Strategies for Building Wealth. This program will explore topics designed to help you better manage your finances, improve your net worth, and understand the basics of investing. So join me as we talk about Strategies for Building Wealth, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on WGNU.
Time to make your money work for you.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
There is a drum that beats steady and strong. It does not know defeat. I feel it proud and know the sound of truth. In every soul, there is a memory, a standing tall.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. I'm sorry. I just disagree. I don't think that cities should be allowed to go after, in terms of fines, of people that wear the boys that wear their droopy drawers. I don't. Because it's just another way to have selective enforcement. That's just my way of thinking. Walter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Miss Brown.
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to make a quick comment on that. I was thinking about that, and I said, well, it might not be a bad, because, you know, a lot of guys show their underclothes and stuff like that, and I was thinking about it. But then when you start, the only way I feel like that should be doing is like the private property, wherever you go, or or if you go to an establishment like a mall or whatever, church or whatever, the place would have to have their own rules and regulations about that. And I don't feel like states or federal government should start doing that, because you're going to step on too many different people's toes. I guess kind of like what you were saying, you know, a lot of times, you know, women dress certain ways, you know, and somebody might point the fingers at that.
Or little girls. Let's just say little girls. I mean, there are some clothing choices that little girls make, or that their parents let little girls make. If we're going to have a problem with how children dress, then how about this? Then go get the parents.
Yeah.
Charge the parents. Put it on the parents' record.
Otherwise, it's going to be too, because you got so many different diverse people.
Okay.
And you're going to get into problems there, you know.
So, okay.
And we're a nation now in this day and time. We got to be big enough to deal with it.
Wait a minute. And also, Walter, I've seen commercials where Michael Jordan is sitting around in his underwear.
Okay. We're in a day and a time now.
So what? I'm offended by somebody's underwear when I have to watch it on television. Michael Jordan is sitting around in his underwear in print and on television. You gonna find him?
The only way I see dealing with that is that each establishment, if you got a business, you have to have your own rules there, you know. But in public, you just got to deal with it now.
Yeah, you do.
You know.
Yeah, you do.
Have a good day.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. And the interesting thing to me right now is every caller that wants to talk about this is male. That's pretty interesting to me. Normally we get the females on clothing stuff. Everybody wants to talk about this morning is male. Edward, good morning. Good morning, Edward.
Oh, good morning, Liz. Listen, I'm 64 years old.
64.
Okay. And first of all, I want to thank you for this show and let me speak. And we are, I'm talking to men from one end of America to the other end, right?
Yes, all over the world.
Oh, good. Well, let me say this. In my 64 years as a young man, I grew up in the 50s. And I want you to know, young white men back in the 50s, with their crew cuts and their T-shirts rolled up, they wore their Levi's down around their butts, and nobody said anything then. I'm not saying that's right, but I remember they had their pants down like that, okay?
All right now.
I want to say that, Liz, and thank you for your show.
Thank you for your comment. And again, what is this law about? What is this law about, and how is it going to be enforced? I've been in America long enough to know how this law is going to be enforced. I do. Michael.
Hello.
Well,
I just don't believe that that parents are doing the job that they need to be doing, okay? I mean,
Michael, how old are you?
I'm 62.
All right, 62, okay.
I wasn't allowed to associate with the people that wore those leather jackets and those turned-up collars, hang out on the corner drugstore and all that kind of stuff.
With their comb in their back pocket.
Yeah. Those were the
guys that grew up to own a major multi-million dollar corporation.
Well, then you got Bill Microsoft, you know, that did it in a garage to the ultimate geek.
And who also was arrested for pot.
Probably.
No, definitely. I've seen his mugshot. So,
I hear you.
Anyway,
Liz, parents need to step up, take charge of their children.
But how are we better as a society when we put into, because when you were growing up in your 20s and in your teens and in your 30s even, a mark on your record did not have the weight that a mark on your record has today. We have criminalized our children and criminalized their futures in ways that have never been done in any other generation before them. I don't think it's fair that if a child gets arrested for something, that should keep him or her from having a job. It didn't keep anybody in your generation from having a job. It didn't keep it because you didn't have to put it on your application. You weren't required to put it on your application. I think that we already have so many things out there right now that keep our children from having successful lives. We don't need to add something else to them.
Well, if we step up and we take responsibility for the appearance of our own children, then it will improve and there won't be a need for public officials to make laws because...
Well, I don't think there's a... Michael, why is there a need now? Because we as parents...
Because parents aren't stepping up, Liz.
But
They're letting their kids run wild.
But the fact of the matter is that every generation, including your generation and the generation before you, every parent hollered that everybody was letting their child run amok.
And
the reality
at today.
Well, where are we? We're not in any different type of mess than we have been in any other generation. What's different today? Because there are more people today.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so that doesn't mean that there's more of it. It just means that there's more people. And they didn't do it to you in your generation. They didn't take away your choices because you were doing stuff in your generation that the generation before hadn't done.
I didn't have any choices.
Sure you did.
My parents
put
expectations on me.
Sure, some parents did and some parents didn't. Apparently all parents didn't because they had those slick back haired boys with the combs in the back pocket and the leather jackets that are running. Show me. Here's what I would like for you to do.
Okay.
Show me where there's been any kind of definitive study or report done that has said that the little boys that were wearing the leather jackets came to no good.
Look at the prisons.
What, they only arrested people with leather jackets? Come on now, Michael. You know, show me the study that showed that your parents were right in saying that everybody who wore leather jackets, because if we're going to make a conclusion about criminality based on clothing choices, then, Michael, I think that the only conclusion that we can draw, the only definitive conclusion that we can draw about clothing choices and its connection to crime is men who wear business suits should all be put in jail because the majority of the crimes that have hurt and impacted and affected all of us across the board, irrespective of where we live, have come from men in suits. Period dot. More crime has been committed by men in suits than crimes committed by anybody wearing any saggy pants.
They're running people, by golly, financially.
All right, and they're wearing suits. They're wearing suits. Sure they are. They're killing families all over this country. There are people that are committing suicide. There are people whose lives have been ruined. They are people who are dead. Ask me who, if the person that started this illegal war was wearing a pair of baggy pants or a suit. Which clothing? What kind of clothes was he wearing? A suit or baggy pants? Got a roll. 1-877-920-WGNU. Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
This rule is particularly for our children. I mean, I don't know why people just don't want to face it and say what it's about. It's for black teenagers. And same thing with the loud music. I mean, I don't have no problem with your music. And the way you wear your pants, that's your problem, you know. And now you see a lot of these white boys riding around in these cars. Also, music gets as loud as it can go. And that law is not being enforced that much, you know, because, I mean, they set it out there for black teenagers. But now what happened, these young teenagers, these young white girls, and all of them are doing the same thing, and they're not going to push it that hard. And the law would be getting ready to put in force by these pants. And this guy said that the clothes make the man.
And if that's
male
the case.
Male slave wear a suit every day.
There
and
you
I
go.
Think he's one of the sorriest things you've ever been born.
And again, listen, hey, but you on, also, man. But also listen to the comment that Michael made, and I think it's instructive. When I asked the question of who started this illegal war, Michael said, well, there was a reason for that. If we can defend an illegal war in which thousands and millions of people are die or are displaced from their home and country, then surely we can come up for a justification of why some baby wears some baggy pants. If we can defend that action by a man in a suit, we certainly can defend the action by a baby in a pair of baggy pants. For real.
Well, it's put in force for black teenagers. That's
thanks
awesome.
For your
people
call.
People don't want to admit it. Okay.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Donna.
Yes, good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Donna Jones.
You know, I have
several sons, and one day I took my 16-year-old to school, and as he walked up the steps, I rolled the window down and I said, pull your pants up. You know, he was dressed up and everything. He said he was looking good and had his books in his hand, and he turned around like, Mom, I don't see anything, because there were a lot of other young men getting off the bus too. And I looked up again and I had to kind of laugh, because all of them, there were five or six of them, and I know a few of them, they were very good students, and they were all just alike, you know. And I said, okay, I'll leave you alone.
All right.
And
all
then my son, he has friends there in college, and they were all dressed up. They had come home for the weekend. They're good students, good kids. They're all standing out in the front. They had the music loud. This is what they like to do. And they had their pants, sagging a little bit, and I looked at them. Okay. And he looked at me. He knew what I was going to say. Like, Mom, don't say anything. You know, say anything.
You know.
And I just smiled and I thought, okay, we had our things when I was growing up and they had their things.
Okay.
So.
I remember that. They had hot pants when I was growing up. And my father
yes.
said, no daughter of mine is going to wear any article of clothing that has the word hot in it. Okay. I mean, so we've all gone through our serious fashion mistakes. Okay.
Don't judge. A book by its cover.
Or if we're going to judge a book, let's compare the crimes committed by men in suits against children in saggy pants.
So much more serious.
All right, now, if we're going to judge it, my name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening, and you know the drill. Stay strong.
The progress is healing the wound that's below
made. I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.